Saturday morning. Happy Fan Fest Saturday as I blow our engineers' eardrums out. Good morning, everyone. Welcome in to Xfinity Live as Andrew Salchunas and myself are live on site as we await the beginning of Fan Fest 2019. It's a real special one this year as we got DeSean Jackson, Tobias Harris, and Allen Iverson all in the house, amongst plenty of other things we'll get to today. But we start, Andrew, unfortunately,
do we have to,
with that kick in the junk that was last night's Marlins-Phillies
game. Do we have to talk about them?
Unfortunately, we do, because they're in a playoff race, whether we like it or not. That was... You blew a seven-run lead like it was nothing. Like seven runs is easy to overcome. They blew that like it was simple.
Well, yeah, because it has been all season long. All season long, it's been simple to do this kind of crap. Like, that team is a joke. Like, they're not making the playoffs. They're not making the playoffs. This team is not consistent enough to make the playoffs.
Oh, I've been saying that for a while now. It's going to be too hard in September. You know, they sucked you back in a little bit, obviously, when they do a three-game sweep of the Cubs and then a two-game sweep of the Red Sox. They pull you back in, and then they get bunnies after that in the Padres and the Marlins, and they're going to squander them. I tweeted earlier in the week. I was like, I know they're going to lose 2 or 3 to the Marlins.
I give you credit.
I know they're going to do it because that's the way this season has gone.
They could win the next two.
Well, Aaron Nola is going Sunday, so let's chalk that up. That's the only thing you can count on with this Phillies team is Aaron Nola.
Oh, they got the other ace, Zach Eflin, pitching.
Oh, boy.
But it's like, I want to look at the other teams that are in playoff contention, and I want to see how many times they've lost in blowouts. Right? Like,
our blowouts
aren't happened too often
just
for this
like
Phillies team.
These are like massive, big bang, theory blowouts. 19 runs to the Marlins? 19 runs?
There was
Sean Rodriguez is pitching.
There was probably weeks for where the Marlins couldn't combine 19 runs.
No,
like all seven games that week.
I'd
they
like
didn't
to
combine.
See how many previous games it took them to get to 19 runs. It had to be 3 or 4 at least.
I'll pull it up for you right
now. Why is position players pitching like a common occurrence here with the Phillies? I mean, I know some teams do it in blowouts, and at some point you just concede the game. But what the hell are we doing?
Well, at that point you have to concede when you're down that much. And you just went through that game with Boston where you had to go to the bullpen for 5 1/3 innings, even though they did have the day
Sean
off.
Sean Rodriguez? Adam Haseley at least pitched big-time college ball.
Okay. Did you expect the offense to come back at that point?
No.
Exactly.
I don't want to see Sean Rodriguez's face.
I don't want to see
that stupid man bun. Just get off my team. And what they're doing with Michael Franco is criminal. Criminal. Because when you send him down to the minors, personal or not, struggles or not, we all know his struggles. We all know his shortcomings. But guess what he typically is? And last night he screwed up. But he's typically a great fielder, and therefore your best option, hands down, for third base. And when you put Brad stinking Bamboo Miller or Sean Rodriguez at third base, I'm personally insulted as a Phillies fan because Michael Franco is the better option 10 out of 10 times.
Yeah, I don't care that he made an error yesterday. Every once in a while it happens. Plus, the guy's mind is probably screwed up. Because for the first time in his career, he gets sent down to the minor leagues for no apparent reason. There's no way Brad Miller should be able to be on the team over Michael Franco or Sean Rodriguez.
And if you're Franco and you're looking at Sean Rodriguez as Gabe's buddy, yes, who he's trying to get to his 10-year benefits for life plateau in his career, if I'm Franco, I'm pissed. I'm going, this guy's a scrub. And you're doing him favors so he can get a benefit package for life?
Yeah, Sean Rodriguez has had one decent season in his career. But the thing that comes back to it, they always go, well, Sean Rodriguez can play outfield. He's capable of damage. I don't care if he's capable of playing left field. He's not good at playing left field. So Michael Franco, I'm sure he can play left field, and I'm sure he sucks at left field just as much as Sean Rodriguez does. But when you compare the two as third baseman, who's the far better third baseman? It's Franco.
Yeah, I don't understand why they're doing this. Clearly, it's personal at some level. He's ignoring advice, whatever it is. It's stupid. It's hurting this team, and I can't get my head around it at all.
All right, so the Marlins...
If you were that done with Franco, trade him
at
the deadline.
They should have done that for anything.
If you're not going to use... You're wasting whether... it's... All right, he's a nickel stock. He's not a penny stock. He's not that bad. He's not a quarter. He's a nickel stock. And you're holding on to it and you're forcing it to become a penny stock.
Yeah, but then again,
trade it away and get something for it.
You got Jason Vargas for a 26-year-old AA catcher, and you actually got money in return to get Jason Vargas. That trade that you made for Corey Dickerson, money and a player to be named later. You're telling me Michael Franco couldn't have given you anybody of worth? If you guys were so done with them, which it seems like Matt Klentak and Gabe Kapler are.
That's what they've told us, right?
And yes, you should have traded him for something, because Corey Dickerson and Jason Vargas have actually been okay for you since the trade deadline.
Yeah, I like Corey Dickerson.
And you gave up nothing for them. Nothing.
And Bryce Harper, man, you got to have your baby in season. Come on.
Come on,
a little better.
Your father?
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. Congratulations, I guess. Have you heard the news? Have they delivered?
I haven't seen anything, no.
Okay, I haven't seen anything either.
Thursday.
Okay.
Okay.
Congratulations to the Harpers. Okay. At least have it on an off day.
Coach Camille's here. Coach Camille, the man who was running Fan Fest for us.
He's got sleeves on, so everybody's excited about that. No guns out today.
I took care of that for him. So you wanted to see how many times it took, how many games it took for
how many previous
games?
It had to be five.
So they scored 19 yesterday, right?
Uh-huh.
Before that, they were in a series with the Braves where they scored three total runs in three games. So that's three games there. They scored six runs against the Rockies. So that's nine runs
in four games.
All right. Four more runs. That's 13-5.
All right.
They got shut out. So that's 13-6. And then they scored 13 runs against the Dodgers.
Okay. All
so
right.
It took them seven total games, like I said, to at least have 19 runs in one game like they did last night against your Fighting Phils that Gabe Kapler will tell you they scratched and clawed their way to trying to get to the playoffs this season.
I don't even, we have a cut from Gabe, and we have a cut from our man Ricky Bowe, who I absolutely love, because he talks like we talk after games.
Yes.
You know, he still feels the passion for this team, and that's insulting to everyone last night. And we'll get to those cuts coming up in a minute.
Now, are you blaming Gabe Kapler?
No, absolutely not. This is a strictly... Gabe Kapler gets the blame from people because he's an easy target.
Yes.
Matt Klentak and Andy McPhail and the failures at Citizens Bank Park is what, 200 yards behind us?
Yes.
If you're listening up there in the front office, what you did this offseason with that pitching staff was negligent.
It's criminal.
It really was. You counted on guys who shown you, who weren't flashes in the pan. These weren't guys that came up for, you know, 80 innings and like wowed, and you're like, all right, yeah, like I... You knew what Vinny Velasquez was.
Yeah, Nick Pivetta had an ERA over five last
year. Yeah, like, you should have a very good idea of who Zach Eflin is at this point. And he's a guy whose wheels fall off in the second half of a season. And my goodness, have they fallen off.
I mean, this is what, Vince Velasquez's fourth season?
Oh,
and
yeah.
He hasn't gotten better in any of them.
No.
Any of them.
Nick Pivetta, you entered the season with Nick Pivetta as your number two. Think about that.
It's actually kind of
so
funny.
It's either a misevaluation of talent. It's criminal. It's really criminal. And now you have to look to a guy like Zach Eflin tonight to be a stopper. Because look, Sunday we know what we're going to get out of Nola. He's going to keep you in the game. You should win that game. You need Zach Eflin to not lose a series to the Marlins today. And what's our record versus the Marlins this year?
6-8 now. And 6-8 against the Marlins.
And I think the Braves are like, you know, like 12-3 versus them.
Yeah.
I think the Mets are like 11-5, whatever it is. Everybody in the division is capitalizing on the Marlins, except for your Fighting
Phils. I looked it up yesterday. They were 26-26 through this season, through the NL East this year. So now they're 26-27. They have 23 games left in the NL East. They should be above 500 in the NL East just because the Marlins are in your division.
Yeah.
And they can't. They're not above 500 in the NL East because they can't beat the Marlins.
Yeah. So if you want to sound off on the Phillies, we'd love to hear from you, because frankly, they really peed on my Friday night. You know, I'm sitting down with the wife and the baby. We ordered some nice Indian, some big imbarta, some rice, a little butter chicken, some naan. We're having a blast.
I made tacos.
Oh, nice. What kind of meat?
I don't know. It was a Blue Apron.
Okay. I was like, what, you got mystery meat in your fridge? You're just pulling out, and you're like, I don't know.
Sometimes I just do whatever they say.
This
I think
it's a protein.
Some sort of chicken.
Ah, good for you. You like the Blue Apron?
Yeah, I love the Blue Apron.
I've been intrigued by that. So, you know, we got the Indian. I'm sitting down. The Phillies go up. And I'm like, this is great. They're gonna make me eat my words when I said they're going to lose 2-3. They got this. 7-2? 7-0.
7-0.
Vince Velasquez, he's been okay the last, what, 3-4 starts?
Yep.
I'm going, all right, Vin, this is where you look, did he get help in the field last night? No.
No. Should he have given up a 7-run lead?
No. No. And I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, I saw it happening. I look away for like what felt like, honestly, like 3 minutes. I come back and it's tied. And I was like, what?
Okay, so here's the problem.
What?
Here's the problem. This is the biggest problem for the Phillies front office, and John Middleton should be hearing this kind of stuff.
Oh, he's a big fan of the Tunis and the bro.
And the bro, yeah, he's a big fan.
Big fan.
First 5 minutes of our show, it's 10-10 right now. The first 5 minutes, we were angry. The last 5 minutes, we've now been laughing at them.
Yeah.
So apathy is setting in.
Yeah. Last night, once they went up 11-9, I looked at my wife and I started laughing.
Yeah.
And I went, of course they squandered a 7-run lead.
But that's their biggest problem. We can't even be fuming at this point. Like, I know there's a lot of people
It's a Fan Fest Saturday, and it's gorgeous here at Xfinity Live. Talk about some weather, man.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day out.
You're not, hey, Middleton, McPhail, Klentak, you're not going to ruin my Fan Fest Saturday.
No, I'm still pretty angry.
It's pretty irritating.
But that's the
problem. It's comical. When you allow 19 runs to the Marlins, I feel like they've allowed 15-plus runs. Off the top of my head, it feels like about 7 times this year.
They looked like the Yankees of the 20s.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what it looked like yesterday. They looked like this year's Dodgers, that Marlins team did.
And they only seem to look like that versus us. Isn't that just lovely?
It's just incredible.
So, and they, by the way, they were minus 180 favorites last night.
Yep.
Almost 2-1 favorites. Zach Eflin, give you any confidence?
No. How can he give me confidence? So his last start was against the Padres. When he got on the mound, he pitched 3 decent innings. And I said, okay. Remember he was saying how his body felt heavy and crap?
My body feels heavy too, but it's because I overeat a lot.
So he had 20-plus days. I think it was 24 days where he hadn't made his last start. So I thought maybe he rested his body. I'm sure they still make him do all his conditioning workouts and whatnot. So I thought that he was going to look pretty good when he made that next start because his arm had been rested. And he did look good the first 3 innings. And then the 4th inning was when he blew up. He ends up giving 7 runs in that 4th inning. And I'm pretty sure it was really because he hadn't been stretched out, because he hadn't pitched more than 3-4 innings in a while. So we'll see what he does today, getting back on the mound for the first time in a while, for the first time following a start in a while. But do you really feel confident in Zach Eflin? He looked great in the month of May. We're in August now. He hasn't looked good in a while.
Oh, for what? It was the first 2.5 months of the season? He was in top 5 in the NL and ERA.
Yep.
But guess what he told you last year? He's not built for the long haul.
Right. And he's doing it again this year.
Worse.
They had to pull him out of the rotation.
He had a 10-8 ERA over like a 4 or 5 star period there, where you absolutely needed somebody, anyone. Just, I haven't even looked at Marcus Stroman's stats with the Mets because I don't want to.
Yeah, because it's just going to make you even more infuriated.
Because it's going to tick me off. It really is. The fact that they went into this season and really, frankly, addressed it with Slop and Smiley and Vargas, yeah. And they're okay.
Vargas has been okay.
Yeah, like Vargas, he's your 3-4 next year. Totally cool with that.
Right.
I don't hate the move, but the quality of what you went after was insulting.
One of the things that... Oh, hello. One of the things I talked about yesterday. Sorry, I got distracted.
Come on,
My apologies. I'm not a professional at this. One of the things that I talked about yesterday on the baseball show with Corey Simon, I asked him, okay, for the Phillies to have a chance to make it to the playoffs, you need to have at least 3 decent pitchers from here on out, right? So
I would settle for 2.
So Aaron Nolan, Jason Vargas.
Vargas you can kind of count
is your
on.
Ace, and Jason Vargas has pitched consistently well since coming
That's
here.
Fair. He's
giving
you know quality what
you're start after quality start after quality. Not dominant, but
yeah,
he's giving
you know what you're
start.
Getting. It's at least consistent.
So I asked
Drew Smiley's a total wild card.
Exactly. I asked Corey, I said, out of the other 3 between Vince Velasquez, Zach Eflin, Drew Smiley, who has the best shot at being the guy who steps
Spencer
up?
Howard.
Okay. They're not going to call him up. They're not going to call him up. But I said, who has the best shot of stepping up out of those 3? And he and I both agreed that it was Velasquez because he had been pitching the best over the last couple of weeks.
And he's got the best stuff.
We all know he's a wild card. Yeah. Any minute now, he could blow up. And that happened last night. So do you have any confidence in Velasquez to turn things around, Zach Eflin to step up, or Drew Smiley to step up?
Nope.
So you have 2 guys that you can depend on who aren't going to win every single start. Aaron Nola has the best chance of winning every single start. But between Aaron Nola and Jason Vargas, you can't expect them to win out the rest of the season.
No, I've said it for a while. They're going to keep you in until the end, but they're not going to be good enough. This pitching, I mean, I can't recall seeing anything like this with a competitive Phillies team.
No.
Where it's been this bad. Because it's not like even, 2007, 2008, it was better. Like, they weren't great pitchers, but it was so much better. I mean, when you even think back to, like, the 93 team, like, there's no... Isn't it sad when you're, like, thinking back on the last, like, 25, 30 years of successful baseball,
right,
and all you have is 07 through 11 and 93?
Yeah, and the rest of that 90s.
And the rest is just
that decade was terrible. Even though they made it to the World Series in 93, the rest of that decade was just god awful.
I'm like, in my head, I'm like, all right, the last 30 years of Phillies baseball.
Omar Dahl, Robert Person, Vicente Padilla.
I would shank you right now for Real Cormier on this team. Wow. Guy was an absolute animal.
Man, you kill me for Real Cormier?
Hey, man, French-Canadian. He's a lovely, lovely gentleman. But it's just, I've never remembered it being this bad on a competitive Phillies team. Because 2 through 5 is terrible.
Well, that's what makes this team
three through five.
Has made this year so frustrating. And I think I'm starting to lose my mind. I do the baseball show 4 nights a week.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm starting to lose my mind. Like, I think I'm going insane because it's the same thing every single week. It's, oh, well, the Phillies looked good over these last 4 games. They went 3-1 over these last 4, but they looked good in that one loss, and then they lose 3 straight. Or then there's this blunder against the Marlins where they give up 19 runs. It's been like this all season long.
Uh-huh.
They have been consistently inconsistent.
They don't have a 5-game winning streak all season.
No. Their longest winning streak is 4, and that's tied with teams like the Orioles and the Tigers. Think about that. The Orioles and the Tigers have been able to have 4 straight wins.
Holy hell.
Now, obviously, we're not comparing the Phillies to the Orioles and the Tigers because the Phillies are far better than those teams. But the fact that those teams, those terrible teams, have been able to string together 4 straight wins where their bats at least were hot for 4 games, where their starting pitching stepped up for at least 4 games. You haven't been able to do that all season long for at least 5 in a row. Not once this season has all 5 of your pitchers in the starting rotation been able to put together back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back good starts. Not once this season.
And guess what? It's not Gabe Kapler's fault, people.
Yes, we have to talk about that.
It's not. Earlier, like, he's going to be here next year. Can we all just accept it and stop complaining about it? Because we're wasting fine. Our efforts.
If anyone that should, and I don't like Gabe Kapler. You know me. I don't like Gabe Kapler.
In the past. Sometimes he really irritates me. I'm completely like, I could go either way.
No, I can say with, like, I'm not going to waver on this. Like,
he doesn't have a good baseball
game. Don't like him. I don't think he's a good manager, but I'm not putting all this blame on him. That's why earlier this week when I was filling in with the Mike Mussinelli show, I said to Mike, I think that Gabe Kapler has been unfairly criticized for a lot of things this season. And one caller even called in and said, that's the dumbest thing you've ever said, Andrew. And I go, why? Why is the dumbest thing I've ever said? He goes, well, last night, this is back to the Red Sox series. Last night in the middle of the game, they showed Gabe Kapler and he was smiling on the dugout. And I was like, okay. He goes, this is a playoff run. I don't need my manager smiling. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, no, Gabe Kapler probably had his best game of the year in that second Red Sox game.
We are finding things to get
angry about. It's not his fault. We're wasting our energy. The energy should be directed at the front office because they've failed.
Some of it's his fault. But don't give don't give me he shouldn't be smiling.
He's not Terry Francona or Joe Torre. I'm not saying he's that.
Right.
But does he have some blame? Yeah, he's got a slice of the pie. The players in the front office have a bigger slice of the pie, in my opinion. And you know, people, I'm probably going to look at my Twitter at the break, and it's going to be like, oh, Gabe apologist, huh? No, I just think Klentak and McPhail have been worse. Dallas Keuchel was out there. Cole Hamels was out there last year at the trade deadline. Marcus Stroman was out there for a bag of baseballs. They've failed to make obvious upgrade moves that haven't cost you a lot. Dallas Keuchel cost you nothing but money.
Just money.
That was cheap. And people were like, well, they don't want to get close to the luxury tax. Well, guess what? They didn't.
Yeah,
they didn't even come close.
And that's why you're not going to come close to making it to the playoffs.
Yes. Dallas Keuchel gives you a shot right now to be a legit playoff team. And I don't even like Dallas Keuchel that much. But he's a consistent stopper in this rotation that will not let streaks like this happen all the time. Because that's what they have right now. 3 pitchers who are going to allow losing streaks.
Yeah, and even though Keuchel's been up and down since he's gone to Atlanta, if you got to Dallas, let's say Keuchel's on the Phillies, right? Every 5th day you go, all right, I can expect a good start out of Dallas Keuchel.
Yeah, you know what you're getting.
Whereas the rest of this rotation, you go, oh, Aaron Nola won yesterday, but we have Drew Smiley tonight. Oh, Eflin's pitching tonight.
Yeah,
oh,
at
Velasquez
least Keuchel gives you
tonight.
That little bit of, all right. Marcus Stroman, people around Major League Baseball were pissed that the Mets got him for so little.
When the Mets shouldn't have been buyers at that trade deadline.
And look what happened.
But they saw an opportunity. They made a phone call. They offered a couple of players, and it worked out for them.
The most egregious one of them all is Cole Hamels last year at the trade deadline, in my opinion. He went for 3 guys, 3 prospects, 2 of whom aren't even playing baseball anymore.
Yeah, and the other guy's like 17.
He was like essentially free. You have a chance to bring home a World Series MVP quality pitcher who you know what you're going to get, oh, who, by the way, is a left-handed pitcher, which you desperately need, for nothing. And you did nothing.
Yeah.
You did, I mean, the water buffalo, Wilson Contreras last year.
Yep.
Like,
that was a nice move.
It was all right. I would have much preferred Cole Hamels. And guess what? If you enter the
or
year.
Or both.
Yeah.
Or both. Could have gotten both last year.
You could have gotten Dallas Keuchel, Marcus Stroman, and Cole Hamels.
Do you see the
for not much?
The guy they traded for Aaron Loop, he's pitching really well right now in the major league. I got to look up what his name is. I just saw it the other day.
The Looper. It's just incredibly irritating. We have to face reality. This team isn't going to be able to get it done.
Yeah, and we want people to react to it because
I was so pissed.
All right, here's the deal.
Yet apathetic last
there
night.
Are going to be 17,000 people estimated to be here at FanFest today, right? 17,000. So we know that a lot of you are already driving down because there's a lot of you that are going to be tailgating on your way before it even starts at 1 o'clock.
Hell yeah.
Jamie, I'm letting you know now at 12 o'clock when we're done or at 11:55 when we hit that break, I'm going to go to the parking lot and find the people who are tailgating.
Mike from Delran's probably already out there.
Okay, so if you would like to go hang out with Mike from Delran, I would love to do
that. I like beer.
But the people that are driving down right now, it's going to be a beautiful day here at FanFest. Everybody's going
to
enjoy themselves.
Yeah, I'm about to run through the lineup we got here.
There's a lot of stuff going on. So let's get out your anger now, because when you're here, we want you to be happy and having a great time. So 610-632-0975. We're basically, you know how we do the bring the heat and the sound off and all that stuff? We're going to give you, because we're only on until 12, Jamie and I. We're on until 12. Joe Stazek will be on from 12 to 3.
Say it with chest.
So from now until 12, we want to open up the phone lines for people to really vent about this team. I don't care if you stopped watching, because full disclosure, I did stop watching.
As soon as it became 11-9, we were watching Mindhunter on the big screen. I had the Phillies on the tablet right in front of me. I literally slammed shut the tablet at 11-9. I went, I'm not going to do this anymore.
Yeah, you don't want to ruin your Friday night.
I knew it was over.
But we all know that a 19-11 loss to the Miami Marlins is enough to get angry about, even if you didn't watch all nine innings. And I hope you didn't watch all nine innings, or there may be something wrong with you and you like pain all nine innings of that game.
I had
yesterday.
People tweeting me last night. It was like, thank God I didn't watch that one.
Yeah,
check the box score. It looks like I dodged a bullet. I'm like, yeah, you did.
I'm glad people didn't watch it, but they still should vent today, because that is the pitching staff that they gave you. That is the bullpen that they gave you. This is the
failures
team that
are
they
in the front
put together,
office.
And they tried telling you that it was going to be good enough to win something this year, and it's not. So I want people to be able to vent for the next hour and a half with us.
I felt like I got baseball waterboarded last night. That's how I felt. So let's run down the schedule of events today here at FanFest, as we're broadcasting live at Xfinity Live. We got a lot of awesome stuff going on. We got DJ Mo Green's going to kick us off, get us started. The Zings,
the
bands are
going to
be with DJ Mo Green.
Yes.
That is pretty strong. The Zings are going to be playing live on stage. 1:30, Devon Givens, Bob Cooney, D-Line. I'm going to be on the Victory stage doing a little Q&A basketball session. Those are three great basketball minds right there, so that'll be a good time. Staff introductions are going to happen at 2:00. We're going to have a FanDuel question and answer on the indoor stage, on the FanDuel indoor stage. Zings are going to continue to play. This is always a real popular one. 2:15, Q&A with my pal, your pal, Sal Pal, and Jaws on the Victory stage at 2:15. 2:15, there's also going to be a field goal kicking contest. 2:30, a meet and greet with D, Devon, and Tom McGinnis. 2:30, we got the Q&A with Farzetta and Trey in the morning show. I have a feeling that's going to be a pretty funny one. 2:45, question and Anthony. Question and answer with Anthony Gargano and Mike Missanelli. 2:45. Toby's going to be in the house. Tobias
awesome.
Harris, meet and greet. That's going to be happening at the Bullies Pub. DJ Mo Green then. And we got Stazak, Torty, and Motti. Q&As. Allen Iverson, 3:15 today. The meet and greet's going to happen inside Bullies Pub at 3:15. A little general knowledge with Mike Miss on the stage. 3:30 in the Victory stage, there's going to be a Q&A with Tom McGinnis. We'll get some more and more as we are here at Xfinity Live on a lovely Saturday. The heat finally broke. There's a nice chill in the air. Nice
Can I make
breeze.
You angry again, though? So Matt Klentak made that trade for Aaron Loop, who I remember the first batter he faced in a Phillies uniform, he plunked. left-handed specialist that didn't pitch well against lefties. Jacob Wacuspek.
Oh, I love Jacob Wacuspek.
They traded him for Aaron Loop last year. So far, as a starter this year, he is 3-1 in 7 starts with an ERA under 3.
Cool.
Yeah.
This front office just knows how to hit all the right buttons, don't they?
Yeah, and he's pitched out of the bullpen well, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about that?
So I want people to vent today.
Yeah, we'll get into that coming up next. He's Andrew Salchunas. I'm Jamie Lynch. We're broadcasting live from Xfinity Live on site of the 2019 97.5 The Fanatic Fan Fest. Time at the Fanatic 1024.
97.5, The Fanatic. Fanatic Fan Fest 2019 is finally here. See you today at Xfinity Live from 1 to 5 for Fan Fest 2019, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Great weather, lots of giveaways, beer, music, and oh, by the way, Tobias Harris, Allen Iverson, and DeSean Jackson. The day has come. Fanatic Fan Fest 2019. See you today at Xfinity Live.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
Hey, Fanatics, it's Natalie for my guys at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Stop in now for their summer clearance event and get incredible discounts. Save not 10, not 15, not 20, but up to 25% off MSRP on new Ram trucks. Trust me, guys, if you're in the market for a new truck, there's never been a better time than now during the summer clearance event at TurnersvilleJeep.com. If you want bigger selection, better prices, and an all-around better buying experience, drive an extra mile, cross the bridge, or turn out of that other dealer and into TurnersvilleJeep.com and save up to 25% off new Ram trucks. They're Philly and South Jersey's fastest-growing Jeep and Ram dealer for a reason. TurnersvilleJeep.com on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey, or at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Make sure you tell them Natalie sent you.
2019 Ram 1500 8-cylinder auto MSRP $57,290. Selling price of $42,967 represents 25% savings off MSRP. Includes all applicable rebates, tax, tags, extra. Offer not valid with trade-in. Ends August 31st, 2019.
Are you an adult whose life is being affected by the symptoms of ADHD? ADHD is a condition that generally develops during childhood, but for the millions of adults who never received a diagnosis as a child, adult ADHD continues to affect their daily lives. Are you restless and easily bored? Do you suddenly jump from one task to the other and find it difficult to finish what you've started? If you're between 18 and 55, and this all sounds a little too familiar, you may be interested in being part of a research study testing an investigational drug for adult ADHD. All participants in this research study will be seen by a research doctor and receive the study drug plus all study-related procedures at no cost and be eligible for reimbursement for study-related travel. If you have ADHD or think you may have ADHD, call the Center for Emotional Fitness at 866-DOC-LEON to learn more and see if this research study is right for you. That number again, 866-DOC-LEON, 866-DOC-LEON.
You know Labor Day signals the unofficial end of summer, but not the end of your outdoor projects. Lowe's helps you do it right and helps you save with Labor Day deals throughout the store. Shop now and get 2 bags of Stay Green Potty Mix for $12. And keep your lawn looking neat and trim with a Craftsman 2-cycle 17-inch gas string trimmer, now $20 off at just $119. Whatever's still on your to-do list this Labor Day, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 8/28. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. U.S. only.
Before he became your business partner, before you gave him his first bonus, before you put him on the payroll, before he was an unpaid intern, you saved his resume in your keeper's folder. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there. And right now, Staples' 2-pocket poly folders are just 50 cents each, and 12 packs of True Red Black ballpoint stick pens are only 97 cents each. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only, while supplies last. Offers end 8/31/19. Limit 30 on full. holders.
Fanatic Fan Fest 2019 is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is now available everywhere in PA. That means you can bet money lines, spreads, parlays, props, and more on every game this football season, all from your phone. Plus, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you up to $500 back if you don't win your first bet. Download the app or visit FanDuel.com/sportsbook to bet now. FanDuel Sportsbook. More ways to win. Applies to first wager only. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit. 21 plus and present in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey guys, it's Natalie. If you plan on getting engaged, listen up. My friends and family and Company Jewelers are at it again, offering Fanatic listeners the chance to win $2,500 toward a family Viraggio engagement ring for your fantasy girl. Go to the contest page on 975thefanatic.com to enter. Don't forget to stop by their booth at FanFest to win some great prizes. Check out the FanFest schedule to see when I'll be there and taking pictures with listeners. Family and Company Jewelers on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, South Jersey's diamond destination.
This is Brian Westbrook. If you need maintenance on your vehicle, go to Meineke for all your automotive repair needs. Right now, receive 50% off brake pads. Meineke, doing car care right.
It's Fanatic Fan Fest, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back into Fanatic Fan Fest.
Yeah!
The staff is going
wild. Get excited.
Yeah. What a day, though, for Fan Fest. It's absolutely gorgeous out here. It's so excited not
I
to be.
I just want the show to get over. I just want
to. It's not like oppressive heat anymore.
I just want to start drinking with you guys.
I
can't wait. Dude.
I'm a little thirsty myself.
Now here's my problem. All right, I need you to help me out here. Today is the 1 year anniversary. I guess you call it an anniversary of the engagement.
Oh,
remember last year I got engaged the night before FanFest.
Because you got hooked up over at...
No, don't worry about it. Yeah. Shout out to Family Company Jewelers.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, Family and Company Jewelers.
30th in Marlton, New Jersey.
Yeah, so that's a year ago already?
Ask my friend Angelo. Tell him Andrew from the Fanatic sent you. Yeah. Yeah, those are my friends out there. But, yeah, it was the day before FanFest, and here's two things. One, I'm sober today. Like, I'm not hungover today.
Oh, good job.
Because last year, we drank until, like, 5 or 6 in the morning celebrating.
Uh-huh.
And then I went to bed, and then I was like, oh, jeez, I got to be there. Like,
oh, yeah, I forgot you're young. You can stay up to, like, 5, 6 in the morning.
I
got to
be there at 10 or 11 tomorrow morning.
Even if I tried right now, 10 o'clock hits, and I'm like, yeah, and
there you go. So at least I got that going for me. But tonight is 1 year, right?
Uh-huh.
So I have reservations for dinner in the city at 7 o'clock.
Can we strap a GoPro on you?
I don't know if I'm going to, like... Be
keep working those waters in. You'll be fine.
I guess. But I plan on drinking as soon as the show ends, if not before the show ends.
You'll be fine. What restaurant are you going to?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, all right.
I don't want people showing up.
Nobody's going to show up.
Costa Diva, Rittenhouse Square.
Nice.
Nice place out
nice.
There.
Nice. Congrats on the 1 year, and the wedding's coming up in a little bit.
November 30th.
It'll make you a man.
Yeah.
So I was getting changed this morning. I wanted
Thanks.
To pick out my socks.
Thanks for telling us.
And I forgot I had a pair of Only the Strong Survive Allen Iverson socks. So I threw them on. And maybe I'll show AI my toes later.
Are you wearing socks?
Yeah, they're like the low-cut Johns.
Man. Come on. You get like dressed up. I'm wearing an Allen brand jersey.
That is a sweet
I'm
jersey.
I'm going suns out, guns out today. I'm kind of ashamed
you
of it.
You got the old school jersey. That's the one people want to come back. The only thing I don't like about these jerseys are the sleeves or the shoulders.
No, I like
I don't like the wide shoulders.
I might have to do push-ups before everybody gets here.
You got
to
be like, what was it, the Royals? When they did the Reds, when they did the sleeveless jersey.
Yeah, Yasiel Puig was jacked because he wasn't traded yet.
Yeah, they had a weight bar in the dugout so they could all get a pump in before the game looked swole. So if you see Andrew Salchunas doing push-ups later, definitely...
take some pictures.
Yeah, make fun of him, please.
Go for it. All right, you want to talk to some people and let them vent a little bit?
Actually, no. I want to tell people real quick we will. I want to tell people the rest of the remaining schedule of FanFest here today. 3:15 is the Allen Iverson meet and greet inside Bully's Pub. That's going to be great. Get here and register for your chances to meet and greet these fine gentlemen. It's going to be a lot of fun. Beers with the Midday Show. I guess you're part of that one, huh?
No.
No?
I will be hosting the Q&A with Jason Stark at that exact same time.
Oh, which is right there, right? I don't know. Beers with the Midday Show in the atrium. That's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
And Q&A with Jason Stark. I love Jason.
I might do both.
Yeah.
I'll ask Jason a question, run over to the midday show, have a beer, and by the time he's done answering it, I'll get back on stage.
Oh, that's great, though. Q&A with Jason Stark.
No, I'm really excited.
On the FanDuel indoor stage at 3:30.
Obviously, I'm a big baseball guy, so Jason Stark is like a hero of mine.
Oh, I'm going
so
to miss the Jason Stark, because at the same time is the meet and greet with the morning show inside the atrium, which is also the beers with the midday show, so it looks like it's just the atrium's going to be a party around 3:30. The Zings are going to continue to play. Then we got a football Q&A with myself and Eric Carabel at 4 o'clock. The FanDuel Q&A number 3 with DeSean Jackson, 4 p.m. on the FanDuel indoor stage. Then the DeSean meet and greet at 4:30 at Bully's Pub. Then the meet and greet with the Mike Missinelli show at 4 o'clock on the atrium. Q&A with Steve Coates and Jason Martinez on the victory stage at 4:30. And then we'll be winding down around 5 o'clock. And then Nelly's going to be in the house after.
Yes.
You can get tickets. They got the stage set up over here, so there's going to be a Nelly concert here after FanFest today. Going to be a good time down here today.
Yes, it will be.
Going to be a party.
It's going to be a great time.
Let's talk to some of the people, Andrew. You got the phone lines. You control them.
Let's go to our man, Tasty Cake Dom. I know he took off for today. Tasty Cake Dom, what's up, man?
Yeah, well, I started work at 2 in the morning, but I'm done.
Oh,
I just packed
on,
up the truck. And the boys were loading up the RV, and we're heading over like 12:15.
Oh, that's awesome, Dom. We're looking forward to seeing you, man.
Oh, man, I love you guys, and it really gives us a chance to thank you guys, because you guys keep us company when we're working. You know that, James. I've been telling you that for years.
Yeah, but Dom, it's awesome for us because we get to say thank you to all you guys today. Because without you guys, we're farting into a microphone and nobody's listening. So it's equally as awesome for us today.
And some of those things that you mentioned, that's going to be pretty cool.
Oh, you know, we got AI in the house.
It's going to be an awesome AI today, Don.
So here's what I got for you guys.
Yeah.
First of all, you know, I'm getting up 1 o'clock in the morning. It's 9:10, James, and it's the fourth inning.
I know. Game last night was torture.
It was. I fell asleep when the Phillies regained the lead at 9-7, and then you know you get up and you see that, and it's just. Infuriating.
Yeah, it is infuriating, especially with the product that they're putting out there. A guy like Vince Velasquez has had four different chances. Not even more than four chances. He's had four seasons, but he's been demoted to the bullpen five different times. He's been giving endless amount of chances, and he keeps on finding his way back into the rotation. And in meaningful games, I know it's just the Marlins, but at this point, under 40 games left in the regular season, every game counts, no matter who the opponent is. And then Vince Velasquez blows a 7-run lead.
So they're the embarrassment of the nation, Andrew, James, except for USA Basketball, trumped them.
I didn't even see what happened there, Dom.
They got beat by Australia, James. Patty Mills turned into Michael Jordan. They got Australia, James.
Yeah, with no Benson.
Tatum stinks.
They're still this is like their little exhibition games, right? Like the tournament hasn't started yet.
Yeah, Andrew, they ain't winning the gold this year.
Well, that's all right. Lithuania will.
Andrew's boy, Milos Teodosic. How do you say his name? The guy on the Clippers, he's missing the tournament for Serbia. That was a big competition.
Oh.
Come on, man.
Well, I'm cheering for Lithuania. So, thanks, Dom. Hey, Dom, we'll see you today.
We'll see you
in a little
bit.
See you
soon. All right. Yeah, Team USA stinks, but I mean, everybody bowed out. It's like the entire Celtics roster.
That's all right. Jonas Valanciunas and DeMontis Sabonis.
I like Sabonis a lot.
Yeah, they're going to carry their weight and they're going to win the gold.
USA will be fine.
Yeah, who are the captains? Mitchell, Jason Tatum.
It's
Jalen Brown.
It's bare. It's the Celtics roster, basically. Our man Tobias Harris, who's going to be here today. His meet and greet's going to be going on at 2:45. He turned down Team USA this year.
Yes, he did, because of an injury, he says.
Look at old Bobby Cooney.
Oh, Bob Cooney's here?
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
We're going to have to get Bob Cooney on the air.
We'll talk to him next segment. I'm sure he was pumped about that Phillies game last night. That was a lot of fun.
Bob, you stay up the whole night?
I'm fine. I took a little spill on the golf course. It was pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, we're gonna have to tell this story later on, because Jamie Lynch had a rough day yesterday.
I had an incident
on
a slippery slope of a golf course. But Trey and I played Manufacturer's Golf Course yesterday. Shout out to Todd, who hosted us. A phenomenal course. We had a blast out there.
Right,
yeah,
we'll get into that story. We're going to have to talk to Bob.
I'm lucky I didn't blow out a knee. Let's just say that.
Because you're a superior athlete, too.
Well, it was already my surgically repaired knee. And Trey looked at me and was like, oh, no. And I was like, no, I'm cool. I know it looked really bad. I'm cool, I swear. We'll talk about that coming up next. Are the Phillies at the point of apathy?
Yes.
For everyone?
I was laughing
because
yesterday.
I don't think anybody cares.
I threw my remote.
Or is shocked at what happened last
when
night.
When the Marlins tied it at 7, I threw my remote. But when they took that 11-9 lead, I laughed.
That's when I shut my... I just closed the tablet.
And as we started the show...
Shut it down!
The first 5 minutes of the show, from 10 to 10.05, you and I were just like angry and fuming. And then by 10.10...
We started laughing.
We were laughing at that team.
We laughed at their shortcomings and failures. And I named three guys that cost nothing and would have upgraded this team dramatically. Over the past year and a half, they have failed you as Phillies fans.
And then at the same time, you can name three guys that are currently on this roster that shouldn't be on a team competing for a playoff spot. Like guys like Andrew Knapp, Sean Rodriguez, Brad Miller.
Hey,
they have homes in the major leagues, but not on teams that should be winning.
Who else is going to get Sean Rodriguez's 10-year mark in the MLBs if it's not for Gabe Kapler?
It's only Gabe Kapler.
Let Sean Rodriguez get his package. Gives
Gabe Kapler a very nice present by the end of the season.
Oh, he owes him one. Oh, and it's called Health Benefits for Life.
Yeah.
And Sean Rodriguez is going to get those because of Gabe Kapler. I don't know why else he's on this team. We'll talk about it next. I want to talk about the Eagles game on Thursday night as well with you. We got Bob Cooney in the house.
Thursday or upcoming Thursday?
No, we're not talking about this upcoming Thursday.
I was going to say, nobody gives a damn about this
Thursday. Oh, I don't
want
this today, Bob. No, give me this bag. No, I got to carry it around in my pocket all day. No bag.
Okay. Can we go? Let's go to break.
Outrageous behavior by Bob Cooney, giving me something I'm supposed to carry around all day.
Can we go to break?
610-632-0975. Time at the Fanatic, 1040.
It's Fanatic Fan Fest, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook on 97.5, The Fanatic.
It's the Big Kahuna Sale! Surf's up, and the prices are down at Gateway Kia! Celebrate the savings during our spectacular Hawaiian Luau! Come see just how low can we go! How about $169 a month for a new 2019 Kia Sportage? $189 a month for a new 2019 Kia Sportage? And only $159 a month for a new 2019 Kia Soul? Now those are some low payments. Each on a 36-month lease with zero due at signing. Or get up to $6,000 over book for your trade. Or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. The Big Kahuna Sale. Summer fun and big savings at Gateway Kia. Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Shop our inventory online at shopgatewaykia.com. Aloha!
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia giants.
Prices based on dealer posted price, 10,000 miles a year, zero security deposit, tax, title, tax, DMV fees are additional. Trades based on gas values. Offers cannot be combined. Leases are with tier 1 credit approval only. Zero to its signing. Must take delivery on 8/31/2019.
Hey, it's Anthony Gargatto. Oh, I'm so ready for football, aren't you? Just make sure you bet with the best. My guys in the Moore Casino in Pennsylvania, Parks Casino and Sportsbook. My guys at Parks Casino and Sportsbook have it all in person at the fabulous $10 million new sportsbook or online. All you gotta do is download the Parks Casino Sportsbook app right now in the App Store or go to parkscasino.com/PA and use promo code GREEN to get a risk-free bet up to $250 on your first deposit. Go to parkscasino.com/PA. Again, it's parkscasino.com/PA and use promo code GREEN to get your risk-free bet up to $250. These are my guys, the guys I trust at Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Place all your favorite sports bets, points bets, money lines, even live in-game betting. All at the click of a button from anywhere in PA. Set up now. Get a risk-free bet up to $250 your first deposit. Go to parkscasino.com/PA. Again, it's parkscasino.com/PA. Use promo code GREEN. Get your risk-free bet up to $250. Here's the deal. Your risk-free bet is refunded on a loss as a free bet. You must be in Pennsylvania. You must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mom, can we get White Castle sliders?
Great idea, Ben. Let's see where they are.
Attention, Ben. Tell your mom she can find White Castle sliders in the freezer aisle. They're made with 100% beef patties on a bed of steamed grilled onions with the same one-of-a-kind taste you can find in Castle's.
Oh, she's smart. Hey, intercom lady, any advice for my first day of school?
Ben, she's not gonna...
Try a new hairstyle. Oh, maybe a mullet.
A mullet? Cool!
You are not getting a mullet.
White Castle, find the slider variety you crave in your nearest freezer aisle.
It's motorcycle season, so let's talk safety to those with whom they share the road. Even the smallest vehicle is way bigger than any motorcycle. So quicker, unsignaled lane changes, congested roadways, and especially distracted driving can all endanger motorcycle riders. If you're driving around motorcycles, be patient, especially at intersections. Always take a second to look for motorcycles in your driving area, and always assume that they're closer than they appear. Share the road and safe travel habits for a safer summer.
These safety tips are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit Geico.com to see how much you could save.
You have to be up in 5 hours. 2 hours. 6 minutes and you haven't slept a wink. ZzzQuil Pure Z's is a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin so you can fall asleep naturally and wake with no next-day grogginess. So tonight, try new ZzzQuil Pure Z's from the sleep experts at Vicks ZzzQuil.
Hey, Phillies fans. This Friday, T-Mobile is connecting you to one of your favorite baseball players. Phillies slugger and first baseman Reese Hoskins will be at the 13th and Market T-Mobile store from noon to 1 p.m. You can snag a photo with Hoskins, win prizes, and even score free gear. Don't miss out on meeting Reese Hoskins at the 13th and Market T-Mobile store this Friday from noon to 1 p.m. See you there. First come, first serve, while supplies last. Major League Baseball trade marks used with permission. Official licensee of Major League Baseball Players Association.
How are you spending your Labor Day weekend? How about not spending as much? Come into the Home Depot and save up to 40% on appliance special buys. Get a Samsung washer and dryer for just $4.98 each. Prevent your clothes from being frayed and your budget from being snagged. See why with Labor Day savings. Today is the day for doing. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. While supplies last. Gas dryer extra. See store for details. Valid through September 11th.
Before he became your business partner, before you gave him his first bonus, before you put him on the payroll, before he was an unpaid intern, you saved his resume in your keeper's folder. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there. And right now, Staples two-pocket poly folders are just 50 cents each, and 12 packs of True Red Black ballpoint stick pens are only 97 cents each. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only, while supplies last. Offers end 8/31/19. Limit 30 on folders.
Find out where the Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will broadcast from next at 975thefanatic.com. Presented by Dietz & Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Guide. Online at realphillydeli.com.
It's Fanatic Fan Fest. Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike's hot. I say Mike's hot, you're not supposed to say that back over the air.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's just a cue to us to not say anything inappropriate.
Okay.
So don't curse anymore.
Sorry.
Because I know you have a potty mouth.
I am a potty mouth. I'm already texting with Mike from Deloran. Shout out to Mike from Deloran.
I said, beer's nice and cold out there.
I was like, when are you getting here? He goes, we're stopping at Tony Luke's first, and then we'll be there. So Mike from Deloran should be here before 11 o'clock.
What do you go pre-noon Tony Luke's? Because you go just cheesesteak right off the bat?
Nah, you go cheesesteak. Unless you like, they actually do all kinds of stuff at Tony Luke's, right?
So I think they even have breakfast sandwiches.
Yeah, but
you know what's a sneaky,
on a day like today, it's not a breakfast sandwich day.
Yeah, sneaky great item in town. John's Roast Pork does a breakfast sandwich.
Oh, is that right?
That could feed, honestly, this thing could feed like three people. And it is, I think I went scrapple egg and cheese when I was there, if I'm not mistaken. Wow. Ho ho, Nelly!
Ho ho, Dario.
And speaking of which, whoa, Nelly. College football kicks off today.
Yes.
Meaningful football is back in our lives. We got the U versus the Gators today.
Wait, that's what you care about?
What do you mean? I'm just happy college football's back.
Zach, you listening? Yeah, he's listening. Zach,
Zach's all gated up today.
Zach, I kind of like Colgate over Villanova tonight. They kick off at noon, by the way.
Do they?
Colgate -4.
Really?
Opened at -2. Colgate won their conference championship last year against Villanova. So, Zach, I may need you
Revenge game. I'll take the Wildcats in the B-West all day.
Zach, we're going to talk later, all right?
But yeah, it's good to have meaningful football back. Yeah, let's get to the phones.
Okay.
Come on, Andrew.
Well, do you want to hear Gabe? And you keep on talking about this Gabe and Ricky Pitalico stuff.
Let's hear Gabe now just to anger some people, and then we'll hear Ricky Bo because he makes me laugh. Here's Gabe last night after the game talking about that. Just slop fest.
Probably the most important thing we can do right now is have a short memory. Understand that this one sucks, and we have to protect an early lead and be better than that, and then come back tomorrow and be ready to play again.
You said the Harper walk off was the best win of the season. Does it feel like the worst loss of the season?
I'm not ranking them. It wasn't a good
loss.
We have to play better.
No losses are bad.
I'm just gonna get some coconut oil and take my pants off. Ooh.
See, now you go too far with
all
that.
Right, sorry.
You go too far.
Let's get to the phones.
Okay,
let's get to the phones.
Steak,
man.
Egg, and cheese is what Mike from Delaware went.
Strong
love
order.
It.
All right,
you need a good base on a day like this.
I don't need carbs, though.
Steak, egg, and cheese.
Bill and fish.
Goes right to my hips.
I'm going home. Bill, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. Save me.
Hey, gentlemen, what's up?
What's up, Bill?
Jamie, this is Bill from the Old London Grill. How you doing?
Oh, yeah, man. What's going on, Bill?
Hey, what's up? This disaster of a baseball team.
Yeah, it's hard to watch at times.
Did you notice Nicasio when they took him out? I don't know if you heard it or not because you said you were watching the tablet, but they were saying something on TV about he had no time to warm up. And they were thinking that whatever happened.
I saw Twitter reacting to that, yeah. So not the first time under Gabe Kapler.
Right, and I'm saying, like, how many times do these types of incidents have to happen? Like, these are, like, little league coaching better. Like, these are mistakes that they don't even make in little league. And, you know, Gabe, I hate beating up on Gabe because I feel like it's so easy sometimes. But
yeah, it is too easy because it's not all his fault. The front office is more culpable than Gabe Kapler.
Well, and I realized something else last night, too, while I was watching this and crying. The front office or the organization has given up on this year, and I want to tell you why.
Yeah.
If they thought that they were in any kind of, like, race or any kind of chance of making it, or they had any kind of rate of the postseason where they could do something, I don't think they would have let Harper go on maternity leave so early.
Huh.
And what I mean by that is they would have waited until maybe his wife was in labor and then sent him home, because it's like turning into a week's vacation right now at this point. And who's going to let their best player, their best hitter, just go for that many days?
I appreciate the call, Bill. I don't know. Like, I'm not a father, so you speak to this.
I mean,
I can't blame you.
I don't know. I
get it.
Everybody's different. I mean, Miami's not that far away.
I know that they are athletes and
they're human.
They are human.
I worked up until the day, basically.
We're sitting next to a human right now, but
a large human that saw my spill yesterday.
I get that they are in the last 40 games of the season. I get that they're in a playoff hump.
Turn this on for me.
But the guy's having his first kid. Damn it, Bryce.
It's a nerve wracking experience, man, the first time. So, I don't want to really say that. I just rather blame Matt Klemczak. Right. So joining us here.
Yeah, set this up.
Yes. At Xfinity Live is the great Trey Thomas. Good morning, Trey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, how are you doing this morning?
Good. Your second Fan Fest. You pumped?
Second Fan Fest. Very excited about it, man.
It's a good time. We'll have some beers today.
Yeah, of course. Yes.
So yesterday we were invited out to Manufacturer's Golf Course.
Yeah, because I heard you talking about this.
Oh, yeah.
I was on there. I was like, I must hurry up and get here because I can't wait to hear you tell
the
story.
So I wasn't in pain at all yesterday. And then I got home last night. And I was like, I'm pretty sure I broke every bone in my foot. Like, I couldn't walk. And Addie was, like, looking at me, and she's like, what'd you do? And I was like, nothing. You know, I didn't tell her until this morning, Trey. I was like, I don't know. I guess I strained a muscle in my foot. Like, I don't know. So, we have a good front nine, me and you. Yeah. We're having a blast.
Beautiful front nine. Beautiful course.
Beautiful course. Loved
it. Excellent condition.
Yeah.
Had a caddy.
Yeah. Chris.
Wow.
Chris, he was the man.
Chris was the man.
Yeah. Playing with a caddy is such a nice luxury that can tell you the greens. Just like, here, man, aim for that and don't think about it.
So, somewhere there, and we're getting coachable moments.
Yeah, Todd, the guy who hosted us.
Really cool.
Had his PGA card back in the day, so he was giving us some pointers along the way, which normally is a faux pas. If you're playing with a random person and you're like, hey, man, do you want to know what you're doing wrong there? And it's like, no, how about you shut the hell up?
Yes.
But Todd had a PGA card, knew what the hell he was doing, great golf player.
Swing coach.
Yeah, so you're going to listen to him.
So I was
you should listen to him.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
So we get to, I think, the 11th or 12th hole, whatever it was. And just to set the scene, Trey, in my defense, it had rained.
Yes,
for about,
it had been
so
raining.
So it was a little slick
out
there.
It was slick outside.
So, setting up the excuses.
So, absolutely
and
right.
And the grass was high.
So me and Trey are kind of in the same areas. Trey's on the fairway. I'm off in the rough just a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's a real sharp downslope. So Todd's like, all right, here, guys, teachable moment.
He gave me a teachable moment.
You know, keep your shoulders in line with the hill. You know, weight back on the
back
foot.
Weight back in your heels. Make sure the ball is positioned towards the back of your foot.
Yeah.
Swing down in the motion of the heel into the slope.
Swing with the hill.
Swing, choke up on your club.
So
there was a lot.
Yeah. But now you're thinking too much.
Yeah,
there was a lot going on.
But it was worth it.
But Trey is very coachable.
Yes.
Trey's there.
Boom. I get the shot.
Right on the green.
Right on the green.
And Todd's
green.
Like, thank you for your, you're a great pupil, Trey.
So now it's Jamie's
turn. So now it's my turn. So I'm over in the rough. So I got all this swimming in my head. I'm like, all right, shoulders even with the hill, weight on the back foot, not to mention the nine other things you're thinking about when you're swinging.
Uh-huh.
So this is my pitching wedge. I'm like, this is Old Faithful. This is my baby. I can always – this is my club. So I take the first swing. I hit about 6 inches behind the ball. Boom! Right into the turf. Like loud. Like
you missed the ball.
Missed the ball entirely.
Missed the ball
and
completely.
I was like, how about that practice swing, guys?
Yeah,
pretty good one, right? Fooled you.
Yeah. So I'm steady now. I'm telling him. I'm like, listen, man. you need to, this is a coachable moment for you. So this is what I'm talking about. I'm like, man, get in your stance. Make sure your shoulders are in line.
And I'm like, all right, slope. I got this.
Yeah, let's go. You know,
second swing. Boom! Pound the turf again. And I'm like, yeah, man, more practice.
He hasn't changed his stance at all. I'm trying to tell him, listen, man, you need to change your position.
Boom!
Make sure your shoulders are...
So I'm two strokes in. I haven't even made contact with the ball yet. Third swing. Boom! Right into the turf again, 2 inches behind the ball.
You suck.
And I'm like, what the hell is going on? At this point, I'm like hysterically laughing because I've never had this bad of a moment on the golf course before. So me and Trey are like dying laughing. I'm like,
Chris,
dude.
Chris Caddy is laughing.
Everybody's laughing.
Everybody's standing there like, all right, we're waiting on you to shoot your shot, guys. Come on. Let's
I'm
go.
Like, yep, I'm that guy. All right, so fourth shot. Here we go. I'm ready. I'm like, I'm going to make contact now. No matter what I do, I'm making contact. I'm not missing again. So I swing, and as I swing, I kind of sculled it. I came up short of the green on the other side of the creek, and as I swung, I think my right foot slipped, and then my right knee bent in at like a 90-degree angle inwards, and I kind of did this like pirouette spin, and then I fell down the hill. Probably about 2 or 3 feet away from where I originally
was. It was a nasty. Like, I watched, I was like, oh man, I think it looked like his knee just gave it. It's like he folded up like one of those little cheers. That was like a little, a three part fold to the cheer. Just bam, bam.
So you were thinking you're going to do a fireman carry and bring him to the hospital,
thought,
right?
Well, I look to get Chris and get the tie. Hey man, listen, we need to load
I was
him
like,
up.
I was like, Chris, just grab my ball and pick it up here. I need a moment. And I look back at Trey and he's got this look of like, am I going to have to take you to the hospital? And I was like, I'm good. I'm good. My knee is safe.
Wait.
And we just, everybody was laughing.
Which was the worst fall? This one or the lacrosse fall?
It's really tough.
This one was
graceful in its awkwardness.
Yeah. It had a poeticness to it.
It was funny, man. Me and Trey laughed for like 5 minutes.
Was smooth. It was, you know. Probably because it was in nature.
All right, yeah. So the lacrosse one was worse.
But the lacrosse one was bad because it just...
Because I played that sport. Yes. I should be much better at that.
And when he fell, he came to a complete stop. There was nothing else. The turf.
Trey was like, I thought I was going to have to take you to the hospital, man. I was like, dude.
That was hilarious.
My leg could have broke off. You're not taking me to the hospital.
Oh my gosh.
And then I was fine. You know, no pain. I'm like, no, guys, I'm good. So I get home last night. All of a sudden, my foot, like, I can't put any weight on it. Feels like one of my bones is broken. And I'm just like, oh, man. Walk it off. Coming up next, we'll get back to your calls. We're on the break. Thanks for stopping by, Trey, and laughing at my expense. It was a good time.
Awesome. We got Bobby C here, too.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Bob. On. And that Phillies game last night just sucked. We'll talk about it coming up next. It's 2019, 97.5, the Fanatic Fan Fest. We're broadcasting live from Xfinity Live. He's Andrew Salchunas, Trey Thomas. I'm Jamie Lynch. Time at the Fanatic, 10:56.
97.5, the Fanatic. Fanatic Fan Fest 2019 is finally here. See you today at Xfinity Live from 1 to 5 for Fan Fest 2019, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Great weather, lots of giveaways, beer, music, and oh, by the way, Tobias Harris, Allen Iverson, and DeSean Jackson. The day has come. Fanatic Fan Fest 2019. See you today at Xfinity Live.
Hear that? That's the sound of handcrafted happiness at Wawa Siptopia. Come in and we'll fill your cup with whatever you're looking for. Chill out with a smoothie or frozen cappuccino. Take a break with a cold brew or macchiato. Or treat yourself to an iced latte. For a limited time, all 16-ounce handcrafted beverages are only $2 and 24-ounce only $3. So whether it's hot, frozen, fruity, creamy, or caffeinated, your Wawa Siptopia is waiting. See store for details.
Wawa has freshly made salads. Customize your salad with delicious ingredients. Select from greens like spring mix, romaine, and kale. And veggies like grape tomatoes, carrots, and cucumbers. With cheeses like Asiago, Vermont white cheddar, and feta. Add some crunch with ciabatta croutons or crispy jalapenos. And finish with your favorite dressing. However you mix it, freshly made salads are at Wawa. Gotta have a Wawa.
Hey, this is Trey Thomas here. If you want to make your summer funner, go where I go, DHY Motorsports in Deptford, New Jersey. They've got everything motorsports, from motorcycles and off-road vehicles to the ultimate in summer fun, Yamaha Wave Runners. Stop in and check out the all-new 2019 Yamaha EXR that's perfect for entry-level riders. For the more experienced riders, check out the FX Series. It truly raises the bar of luxury. At DHY Motorsports, it's all about family, and you can be sure the person you bought from will be there when you come back for your gear, or your first service or your next toy.
Join DHY for their next bike night, Monday, September 15th from 6 to 8 p.m. Show off your bike, grab a bite to eat, and check out our inventory of fun-to-ride Yamahas. So go fast, go now, go to DHY Motorsports. 1300 Clements Bridge Road in Deptford, New Jersey. Online at DHY.com.
Place your legal sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com, your home for baseball betting. PlaySugarHouse.com offers live in-game betting on every major league game in the U.S. and more exotic bets like which team will score first, which team will be ahead after three innings, will the next batter get a hit, and here's the best part. You'll earn rewards for every bet you place with our innovative loyalty program. Sign up now, and we'll match your first deposit up to $250 using one of our 12 deposit methods. More bets, better odds, more action. Place your bets at PlaySugarHouse.com. Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800.
Hey guys, it's Natalie. If you plan on getting engaged, listen up. My friends and family and company jewelers are at it again, offering Fanatic listeners the chance to win $2,500 toward a family Viraggio engagement ring for your fantasy girl. Go to the contest page on 975thefanatic.com to enter. Don't forget to stop by their booth at FanFest to win some great prizes. Check out the FanFest schedule to see when I'll be there and taking pictures with listeners. Family and company jewelers on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, South Jersey's Diamond Destination.
You know Labor Day signals the unofficial end of summer, but not the end of your outdoor projects. Lowe's helps you do it right and helps you save with Labor Day deals throughout the store. Shop now and get two bags of Stay Green Potty Mix for $12. And keep your lawn looking neat and trim with a Craftsman 2-cycle 17-inch gas string trimmer, now $20 off at just $119. Whatever's still on your to-do list this Labor Day, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 8/28. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. U.S. only.
You have to be up in 5 hours. 2 hours. 6 minutes, and you haven't slept a wink. ZzzQuil Pure Zs is a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake with no next-day grogginess. So tonight, try new ZzzQuil Pure Zs from the sleep experts at Vicks ZzzQuil.
The Dodge Labor Day sales event, where we bring you performance, technology, and great deals. There's never been a better time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because now we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off. Put some rubber on the pavement in a Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Peel out with a powerful Dodge Charger, or share your summer with friends in the roomy 7-passenger Durango, the most powerful SUV in its class. So hurry in to the Dodge Labor Day sales event and take advantage of Dodge Power Dollars. See dealer for details. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 9/3/19, based on 2019 Ward's midsize sport utility vehicle segment. Excludes other FCA US LLC vehicles. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, you're listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family. It's Fanatic Fan Fest, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Jamie, mics are hot. Moron.
Hey, Andrew, you don't say mics are hot. We've been over this. Yeah, welcome back.
Our producer
in.
Goes, mics are hot, and then you're still talking for 20 minutes.
It's Fan Fest Saturday.
Hey, yeah. By the way, Colgate -3.
Are you locking it in?
Yeah, I'm locking it in.
You should have just faded me. I'll take the Wildcats.
Let's go Colgate Raiders.
Yeah.
Come on now.
I can't believe you're going against
you're a big
Nova
fan of the Colgate Raiders, aren't
Nova
you?
Nova Wildcats. But yeah, Bob and Trey and I were just laughing at my expense again, because that was a good time yesterday.
By the way, a lot.
I love watching people fall. My only regret is that I couldn't see myself fall. That's all.
Well, you have the video from the lacrosse one, so just relive it that way.
And Trey right away was like, hey, y'all got security footage?
Yes. By the way, we're getting a lot of tweets of people coming down.
Nice.
A lot of people are already making their way. Mike from Delran just parked in the parking lot, so Bob, if you want to go out and have, you want to pop on real quick?
Yeah, come on, Bobby.
Come on, Bob.
Hey, Bobby.
Is this hot? All right. Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah, Bob, Trey,
you guys want to join us and just commiserate about the Phillies team last night? Because that was
should
damn
I, should
awful.
I be Mark?
Okay. Be
should
Mark.
I be,
just be you.
but yeah, last night, you know, Vince Velasquez gets spotted a 7-run lead
Seven-run lead.
Seven.
What the hell is going on? Man, I saw the league. I'm sitting there watching. I'm like, okay, we're up 7-0. All right, let me go jump in the shower real quick.
Oh, no.
I get out in the shower, and I see 7-7. What the hell? What happened?
So we're having a party last night at my house because it's my son Tommy's 23rd birthday today.
Happy birthday, Tommy.
And my brother-in-law literally says they might want to save some runs for the weekend so that they can sweep
you know
this. And I looked at him. I said, have you watched their
pictures?
I
have those same thoughts all the time when they have, like, the offensive explosion. And it's like, so say they put up a 12 spot. I'm like, guys, couldn't you save some of the – and it's the dumbest thought in the world, but I have it every time. Couldn't you save some of those runs for tomorrow? But it doesn't work that way.
That's so bad.
But it happened like that. Seven-run lead gone, like a fart in the wind.
Well, you know what I was thinking yesterday? You know how people
years linger.
Sometimes they linger.
The Phillies are lingering.
You know how they do the in-game betting? Yeah. I wonder what the line was for the Marlins to come back.
Oh, they probably...
When they were down 7-0, it must have been plus...
Plus 550?
Exactly.
Easily.
Imagine taking
that. That was the bet to make. Anybody out there, make that bet. 610-633-0997.
But yeah, I just...
It's kind of with this team. You can do that. You can take those type of bets that, all right, if they jump out on you, you know, if the pitching is going to succumb, you know, you just stick with it.
But isn't... I mean, I said it earlier in the week with you guys. Isn't that just how this season is going? You take two from Boston, and then the Marlins, you're like, well, I have no confidence here.
You called it last week. You said they were going to sweep Boston.
I wish I was
going to
be wrong. I wish I was wrong.
Can you bet that? Can you get that bet?
I wish I was wrong.
Sucks.
But, I mean, you figure Sunday, Aaron Nola's going to win. But you got to count on Zach Eflin tonight to basically win you a series?
And you exhausted the bullpen again last night.
Yeah, so you can't even say, hey, Zach, give us five innings. Like, no, Zach,
gotta
give
try
us
to give you
seven.
Six or seven, yeah.
That's the shame of it.
Fat chance.
Well, at least you can go
it's
to
a
the,
joke.
You can go to the position players. Because they pitched again last night.
Oh, yeah. Sean Rodriguez got in a third of an inning.
I don't know what the all-time record is for position players' innings pitched in the season, but they might break it.
Not out there.
They're there.
The fact that Sean Rodriguez is a semi-regular pitcher with Roman Quinn on this team is embarrassing. So, yeah.
Yeah. So that's Phillies.
FanFest.
Woo!
But the jersey looked cool.
I loved them.
Yeah, but
I loved them.
Once I saw that everybody was wearing the same jersey, it was kind of like, all right.
You didn't like the all black, all white?
I didn't like the all white.
Oh, you mean throughout the league?
Yeah, throughout the league.
I didn't know that until this morning.
The all black looked cool, but the all white was just like...
It was too bright.
I wish they had the red belts with the all black.
Something, right?
Yeah, the all white was a little weird.
Some of those nicknames, though, like...
V-squared, come on,
man. Did you see what Adam Hazley's was?
Hayes.
No, it was Hazley. Oh, was it Hayes?
No, it was H-A-S-E.
Oh, okay. Because when I looked at the lineup card, it just said Hazley.
He should have gone H-A-Z-E.
That would have been cool.
That would have been better.
A little shout out to the THC.
What would everybody's here be?
I guess bro.
You'd be bro.
The Chunas.
Yeah,
Chunas.
That's my nickname.
You just
big can of thunder.
Yeah, big can.
Oh, can of thunder would be perfect.
And what would yours be,
Bobby? I don't know. Probably Bobby.
Just
we're
16.
Coon dog. Yeah,
coon dog.
I don't know. Bob, I like
16
Bobby,
B's and Bobby. Bobby and
A-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y-Y.
Looks like one of those arches.
All around my jersey.
But yeah, FanFest 2019 today. Pretty excited. We couldn't ask for better weather here today.
Now, when's your guys' meet and greet?
That is at
3:30
in the indoor atrium.
Yes. You see on the other side of the parking lot, they have like a Lambos and Ferraris going on.
I saw your slingshot over here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the slingshot's here.
Yeah.
That thing's bad.
They should let you rip that around the parking lot real quick.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, but the Lambo and Ferraris over there, it's going to be a great time today. Allen Iverson's going to be here. If there's any athlete, does he get the biggest Beatles reception of any athlete in
that I've ever seen in all my years here.
He's hands down number one,
no question.
Fan reception, right?
No question.
And every time too,
because
he's down at that stadium all the time, and he still gets the same loud ovation every time.
Yeah. You know it's big when the other athletes are like, "Oh damn, it's AI."
Yeah.
You know, like the Eagles, if AI,
like people
went to a
will
game
bum rush past Tobias Harris today if they saw Allen Iverson.
No offense, Tobias.
Yeah, no. I mean, you know, he'd probably be running over towards
Tobias is probably like, oh, AI's here. What up, dude?
Yeah. I'm going to get over there.
Yeah. I mean, AI is just phenomenal. It's going to be a blast down here today. We're going to have a party. And that's what it is. You know, Dom was like, oh, I can't wait to meet you guys and say thank you. And I was like, Dom, this is as much a thank you for us as it is for you guys. Like, you know, without everybody that's going to be down here today, we don't exist. So it's an awesome day for us. Yeah. Can't wait. So many great activities going on. And, you know, some beers will be had and shared. We're going to have a blast.
You know what we have to talk about? I don't know if you guys talk about the Mike Scott comments on Jimmy Butler?
I saw that. Did you see that?
Yeah, so remember, there were the two reports out there. One was that Jimmy Butler was never offered the max contract.
Which I think is true.
And then there was also the report that he turned down the max contract.
Yeah, I think the first one's true. I think he always wanted to be in Miami.
But Mike Scott definitely knows more than what we know.
Yeah.
Right? So if Mike Scott is saying,
he basically said, if you don't boo him, I'll be upset with you.
So he's saying he turned it down.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking he's saying.
Yeah.
But then, too, Mike Scott is looking at it like he's not on my team anymore.
Yeah, that's true, too.
He's not
us against the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Mike Scott is Philly now.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so, I mean, why would you cheer him on?
Well, does he get an ovation? Mike Scott says goes.
No,
he gets no ovation.
Not now. Not that Mike Scott laid down the law.
Yeah,
he's on a different squad.
Yeah, Mike Scott spoke into existence. He's the enemy of the state now. I wasn't going to boo. I wasn't going to cheer. I was just kind of going to be like, oh, hey, Jimmy.
He's back.
But now
he's here 1 year.
Yeah, now
not even. Yeah.
I mean, come on. You act like he's been here several years. That's like AI coming back. I mean, for real?
Yeah.
He did how many months here?
Probably
you think
four
he deserves
or five.
An ovation?
Not an ovation, but not a boo.
Let his ass have
it. Hey, man. Mike Scott spoke it into existence. Yeah, we have to now.
Come on, man.
The new mayor of Philadelphia, Mike Scott, said we got a boo, so we got a boo. Yeah, so Jimmy Butler, boo.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler's in trouble.
Let him have it.
It's
why
coming.
Would you not?
It's
only
coming.
A couple months. It's one thing if you spend a couple years here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, but just a couple months.
It would feel weird if we gave him an ovation.
Yeah,
no, he didn't. Yeah.
He's not ovation
it's,
worthy.
It's over now.
Yeah. Real quick, yeah. You want to hear from Patrick? He's on his way down here.
Oh, nice. What's going on, Patrick?
And Freehold, you're on your way to FanFest. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. What's up? You ready to party today?
I am ready to party.
Nice.
I listen to you guys literally when I wake up in the morning till I go to bed. When you guys go to Checkpoint at night, it makes me a little sad. Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you for guys what you're doing. I can't wait to meet everybody, and it's I'm out on the Phillies.
But easy decision to make after last night.
Flyers aren't. Sorry.
Coatsy's going to be doing a Q&A with Jason Mertitis later today.
Yeah, 4:30 at the Victory Stage.
So if you need a little itch, if you need a hockey scratch itched. Stop by and see those guys because, look, it could be an exciting year for the Flyers. You know, Carter Hart.
Stop it.
If Carter Hart takes a step, it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, no.
It all hinges on him. Hey, you got some of the dead weight out of here defensively.
The rest of the team won't be. It's like saying the Phillies can hit and they're going to be good. No, you still got to.
Hey, Ratko Gudas is gone. I'm happy about that. See you later. Andrew McDonald's gone. Don't have to worry about him no more.
Love
you know,
Gouda.
There's a chance. Come on, Bobby. So, Patrick, make sure you find us all later. Introduce yourself, and we'll hang out.
Are you almost here, Pat?
No, I'm just getting down to South Jersey. But yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. We'll see you soon, buddy.
See you,
drive
Pat.
Safe.
Thanks for calling. I wanted to see if there's another tailgate spot. That's all I care about.
Yeah,
as soon as this show ends.
I need it. Where's the tailgate?
We're going to go out and find it right now.
Mike Del Rey's got some cold beers for you.
Yeah. All right, let's go. Yeah. All right, boys.
All right, yeah. Man,
be good. We have more important things to do.
Oh, wait. We have to finish the show. Just the two of us?
Yeah. We'll come back, baby. I'll see. Are you thirsty?
Yeah.
Let me work him on my day off.
Trey and I were nailing the transfusions yesterday.
Oh, yeah,
delicious cocktail. I don't know why they became synonymous with golf, but that is like the official cocktail of golf.
What's a transfusion?
Vodka, like ginger ale, and grape juice.
Sounds nice.
Oh, it's a delicious cocktail.
It was warm out yesterday still, right?
Yeah, it was. Let's go back to the phones. I can't see the call screen.
You want to? Let's go to Brian. Hodge, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Oh, what's up, Hodge?
Hey, I'm waiting to get down to the FanFest. I'm looking for parking right now.
Oh, all right. We'll see you soon.
You shouldn't have to look too hard. The lots are open.
Yep. Yeah, I'm looking for some tailgating. But listen, I'll be wearing my Yankees gear, my number 27 on the back. But listen,
that's a little easy.
I was wondering why everybody calling in so upset about the Phillies when you should have known in the beginning of the season. And I called in and said they'd be fighting for last place with the Mets. Of course, I was wrong there. They're not as bad as that team. It's in the bottom. But they are fighting with the Mets for the bottom, you know, the fourth spot. But without Bryce Harper, this team would be at the absolute bottom of the division. What do you think?
Probably, of course. That's why that signing was so big.
No, I want to talk to you. I mean, you would think that, but I'm thinking that was a bad signing, and I called in and said it. So, but they could have.
Wait, you think that Bryce Harper was a bad signing?
Yes, for the money.
How so?
This guy. Well, let me finish. They could have got four top players for that guy, and maybe spent $100 on each of them. And that would have been a lot better spread of the talent than one guy like this. That hasn't really had a great season. He's up and down.
They can go spend money. Bryce Harper signing is not prohibiting them from getting other players.
Right.
John Middleton has plenty of damn money. And when you break it down per year, Bryce's deal is not that bad. Everybody likes to focus on the 330. He's basically a $25 million a year player, which is nothing.
And the other part of that is the money was spent in the wrong place. It should have been spent on the minor league system. You take a look at the Yankees, the greatest organization in baseball.
Oh, God.
I don't need this.
Look, we can have the discussion. Stop bringing up the Yankees. Everybody knows what the damn Yankees are.
Man,
you know, of course,
the worst human being. Yankees fan, Cowboys fan. He probably likes the Lakers.
I'm sure he does.
Or he probably jumped to the Warriors the last couple of years.
I bet he's a Duke basketball fan.
Probably.
I knew a kid in college that was Mets, Penguins, 49ers, and Bulls, and Duke. Literally, like, the worst sports fan you could imagine, because it was everything when I was young that was popular and good.
Yeah.
Like, all the dynasty-type teams. He was like, oh, I like that team because they win. I like that team because they have Joe Montana. Oh, that team has Michael Jordan. And I was like, dude, you're, like, the worst sports fan I've ever known in my life. And that's kind of Hodge. I like the Yankees. Oh, do you? Oh, the Yankees have a farm system? Wow, breaking news. Somebody hit the sounder. You had to get Bryce Harper because of the institutional failures throughout this organization. When you look at the teams thriving now, like your Indians and your Astros and the teams that have
Cubs.
Built your Cubs and yeah, your Yankees and Red Sox. You know why? Because their farm systems thrived after their down years.
Right.
When you're at high in the draft and you have a chance to rebuild, and look, the Phillies had plenty of chances to rebuild from 2012 to 2017, and they failed. The farm system failed. So when that happens, guess what you have to do if you're a big market team?
You have to go out there and pay a lot of money.
Exactly right.
But you're right. The annual salary for Bryce Harper.
People are like, oh, they overpaid. It's like, no, they didn't.
So I saw yesterday.
He's getting $25 million a year.
I saw two or three days ago. He's getting $25 million this year, which is
nothing.
Like one-tenth in all of baseball.
Yeah.
Like there are 109 players that are getting
Zach Greinke makes like $34 million.
Yeah. So don't give me that Bryce Harper got paid too much. And even going back to his point saying that Harper's been up and down this year, he really hasn't. He's been consistent all season long.
Well, he's just on a tear now.
Yes. He's played.
Which we all knew was going to come.
Exactly. And we all knew it was going to be the second half of the season. And look, it's happening right now. And unfortunately, he missed them yesterday because his wife's going into labor. So he's on paternity leave and you miss all that kind of stuff.
Well, Bryce is a big listener. So, Bryce, get in there and watch the show, man. I didn't think I was going to watch. Get in there. It's one of the most amazing things you'll ever see.
Oh, that show.
Yeah, that show.
Oh, really?
The baby show. Get down there, man. Be a catcher. That's what I told Mark. Because I was like, oh, I don't want to watch. I'm going to stand at the shoulder and just
I don't think I'm going to watch.
You say that now, and it's one of the life's most incredible things you'll ever see. So do it, and I'll be mad at if you don't. So, Bryce, I know you're listening right now, buddy. Get in there and watch the show.
Maybe I'll YouTube it first to see.
No. Because here's what scared me off. I watched The Miracle of Life in high school.
Okay.
Did you ever see that?
No.
I'm pretty sure it's like Catholic school propaganda to not have premarital sex because they make the pregnancy look like the worst thing in the world. It was awful. So for that reason, I was scared off of it. So, Bryce, get in there, man. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Watch the show. But yes, he carried you over the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
We all knew it was going to come. I kept saying it all year. I'm like, look, he is the definition of law of averages. Like, at the end of the year, he's going to be possibly career high in doubles.
Yep.
He's going to be second best year he's had in terms of home runs.
Yep.
His on base is strong. His runners in scoring position numbers are phenomenal. He's been statistically one of the most clutch hitters in baseball this year.
It actually is now the most clutch.
Oh, okay.
After that walk off home
like
run,
third or fourth.
After the walk off grand slam, it like passed him over Yelich, who was on top.
Okay. So he's statistically your most clutch hitter in baseball this year. He is worth every single penny and then some. So if you're saying that Bryce Harper is a bad signing, Hodge, and look, I've heard it from other people, oh, $330 million, what a waste. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
You had to do that. Had to. What you needed to do in addition to that, because John Middleton literally prints money, was go get another pitcher.
Yes.
And you backed off of Patrick Corbin because you were like, well, he asked for too much money. I don't care.
They didn't want to go the sixth year either.
I get that. I do get that
okay.
to a degree.
But, here's
but when you're in a position where you don't have any system pitchers, okay. you have to.
You don't want to go to the sixth year. Here you go. If he gives you 3 good years out of the six,
like dominant years, and then he starts going down a little bit, years 4, 5, 6, you're still going to take it because those first 3 years could result a World Series championship.
Yeah.
The idea of signing Jake Arrieta to that 3-year deal, they knew they weren't going to win last season, but they thought, okay, next year and the following year, we are going to be a credible team, and he's going to be a credible pitcher in this rotation. Whether he's a number 1, 2, or 3, he's going to be a credible pitcher.
Yeah.
So happens he's got the injury bug.
All know that they overpaid for Jake Arrieta.
Yes, because they needed
because they had to.
Nobody in the farm system that can come up and perform.
Yes.
Maybe Spencer Howard is that dude. He's the guy I got the most hope for. But, like, they don't have anybody. They don't have anybody. You look at the farm system, it's just like, well, who's going to come up and help? Sean Rodriguez and Brad Miller are playing. Play Alec Bohm. I don't give a damn. Call Spencer Howard up. Show me some life. Show me some care. Stop putting man bun out there at third base and pitcher. I can't take it anymore. What the hell are they looking at where they're like, oh, Brad Miller should be starting at third base? You got the guy from the AAA team of the Yankees.
Well, he can also play short and second in the outfield.
Great.
Jamie.
Versatility. Come on, Jamie. I don't give a damn about versatility when you suck at every position.
You know what's funny? When Sean Rodriguez stayed up and Michael Franco went down, that first game against the Giants, he was the one in the outfield. He played left field. He missed a fly ball at the wall.
Yeah.
That was a tough play, but a normal left fielder makes that play.
Yeah. Guess what? When you suck at five different positions, I'd rather have a guy that's just okay at one position. Well, and that's Michael Franco
right
now.
He's more than okay at third base. I know he made an error yesterday, but he's
one of the best defensive third basemen.
Yes, he's above average.
In the National League, if not all of baseball.
Yes, he's above average.
And you're trotting Bamboo Miller out there? Kidding me? We're in a playoff hunt, and you're putting Brad Miller out there? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills, to quote the great Mugatu.
Let's go to AJ in Jenkintown. AJ, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic.
I want Jamie to breathe because he's a daddy now. Please don't bust a capillary.
We need his health to be good.
I got a beer waiting for me in like a half hour, AJ. I'll be good.
Look, when I used to work at the Link, when I used to be a fan ambassador, we had to wear those shirts that say, may I help you, on the back. I think Jamie needs a t-shirt that says, don't ask me about the farm system.
Yep.
I think we all need to ask like E-Rock and them to produce that as the next big tailgate
shirt. Well, AJ, You had to hit on the farm system between the years 2012 and 2017, and they came up with minimal results. Minimal.
You ain't got to be deaf, blind, or dumb to not figure out what the problem was. Pitching is killing this whole season because this season started out with a big, you know, climax, and then all of a sudden just dropped and just went into oblivion that quickly. And it was just a simple matter of the front office admitting they did a mistake and fixed it when the trade deadline came. That's all they
And what did
do.
They do? They gave you bare minimum, look, we tried moves, and it was the least exciting stuff ever, just
it's
to appease. Like we're stupid. Like we don't know what Drew Smiley and Jason Vargas are. We know what they are. They were bottom of the barrel, pathetic moves. And Jason Vargas is okay. It's nothing against him. It's just, you told me that you don't care, basically.
No, and my thing is, at the end of the day, you can see how Brad Miller holds that damn bat and swings. Like, he's inept. Like, it was a great one during the Bamboo thing, but please. And I think Sean Rodriguez is horrible, but at the same time, to myself, I'm thinking, you can't tell me he's better than Michael.
No, he's not. He's not even close.
Two errors last night.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It really is. It's insulting. AJ, are we going to see you today?
Of course. I feel like crap, but I'm coming.
All right, atta girl.
Yeah, power through.
Play like a champion, AJ.
See you in a bit, AJ. Now, you know what's really cool about right now? Because we have the opportunity.
The calm before the storm.
Well, yeah, we have the opportunity to do the show before FanFest actually kicks off. Joe Stazak will, of course, be on from 12 until 3.
Did Stazak have the guns out?
No, he's got. I'm the only one, sun's out, guns out. But we're starting to see the things set up. One of the things was the Houdini's Challenge.
Oh, yeah, the mobile escape room.
Which those things are freaking awesome.
I still haven't done one, and I've been dying to, so I did one in
AC, and it was really cool.
Andrew, do you want to escape a room with me?
No. And to your left, Jamie, keep your hands inside the vehicle. To your left, you're seeing the cars already pulling in, like the people that are already coming in to tailgate. Like, one car after another. Now, again, we're done in 30 minutes, so if you're out there right now listening and hanging out, we'll see you in a little bit.
Absolutely. You're listening to The Fanatic. You know, we got two more segments left. I do want to talk about the Eagles game on Thursday night a little bit. The more and more I think about it, like, the starters didn't look great. Josh McCown looked great. J.J. Arcega-Whiteside looked great. On the rest, it's not like a moment of panic or anything
like
that.
I'm not scared.
But it was just kind of like, Also, your Graf is tweeting at us.
What's he saying?
Okay, here's a tweet. This goes back to...
Tell me to calm down, because no, I don't want to calm down when Brad Miller is playing baseball for this team.
He's now calling us both Gabe Kapler apologists. Here's the tweet. Both of you are really being Gabe Kapler apologists. Let's say the season is not his fault. Do you really believe that Gabe Kapler wins you a World Series for real? Be bleeping honest and with yourselves. Rip the Band-Aid off and shut up.
I've said a million times, Graf, if they fire him, I don't care. The main issue with the shortcomings of your baseball team, our fighting Phils, is that front office right now, because they failed when it came to the farm system for a 5-6 year period. And guess what happens when the Astros tanked and the Indians tanked? They found people like Francisco Lindor and Jose Altuve and MVP quality players. And we don't have those coming from our farm system. We have a Reese Hoskins and a Scott Kingery who are nice players, but you had to go pay for your MVP type player in Bryce Harper. And that's why that move was a no-brainer 10 out of 10 times, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. You signed Bryce Harper to make up for the shortcomings of your farm system, which flat out sucks. He's Andrew Salchunas. I'm Jamie Lynch. Time at the Fanatic, 1124.
97.5, the Fanatic. Fanatic Fan Fest 2019 is finally here. See you today at Xfinity Live from 1 to 5 for Fan Fest 2019, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Great weather, lots of giveaways, beer, music, and oh, by the way, Tobias Harris, Allen Iverson, and DeSean Jackson. The day has come. Fanatic Fan Fest 2019. See you today at Xfinity Live.
It's the Big Kahuna Sale. Surf's up and the prices are down at Gateway Kia. Celebrate the savings during our spectacular Hawaiian Luau. Come see just how low can we go. How about $169 a month for a new 2019 Kia Sportage? $189 a month for a new 2019 Kia Sportage? And only $159 a month for a new 2019 Kia Soul? Now those are some low payments. Each on a 36-month lease with zero due at signing. Or get up to $6,000 over book for your trade. Or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. The Big Kahuna Sale. Summer fun and big savings at Gateway Kia. Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Shop our inventory online at shopgatewaykia.com. Aloha!
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia giant.
Prices based on dealer posted price, 10,000 miles a year, zero security deposit, tax, title, tax, DMV fees are additional. Trades based on gas values. Offers cannot be combined. Leases are with tier 1 credit approval only. Zero to its signing. Must take delivery on 8/31/2019.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy... Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
Fanatic Fan Fest 2019 is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is now available everywhere in PA. That means you can bet money lines, spreads, parlays, props, and more on every game this football season, all from your phone. Plus, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you up to $500 back if you don't win your first bet. Download the app or visit FanDuel.com/sportsbook to bet now. FanDuel Sportsbook. More ways to win. Applies to first wager only. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit. 21 plus and present in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. The Fanatic is giving a quick way to listen to Philly's best sports using your Amazon Echo. First, enable the skill one time by saying, Alexa, enable 975 The Fanatic. And then say, Alexa, open 975 The Fanatic. Now you get the voice of the Philly sports fan anywhere you have an Amazon Echo. And when you're done listening to 97.5 The Fanatic in the car, switch to your Amazon Echo. And switch to Geico if you need help with homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance. Visit geico.com today.
This week in BYO Family History with fine wine and good spirits. Bring your loved ones together and cheers to everything that runs in the family. Like the need for 3 ice cubes in every drink and your cocktail shaken, then stirred. And most importantly, your good taste in, well, pretty much everything. Stop in your local fine wine and good spirits and enjoy savings like $2 off 750 milliliter bottles of Kettle One Vodka and Kettle One Botanical Peach and Orange Blossom. Offers end August 25th, 2019. Please enjoy responsibly.
Book your fantasy football draft party at the Piccalilli Inn. Just $20 a person gets you a pitcher of beer, an appetizer, and all you can eat of the Piccalilli's world-famous award-winning wings. Most recently voted best wings by the SJ Magazine. The best pick you can make in this year's fantasy draft is the Piccalilli Inn. To or from the shore, for eat-in or take-out, make tonight the night you visit the one, the only, the original Piccalilli Inn. Route 206, Chemung, New Jersey. For live music and specials, like them on Facebook.
Hey guys, Natalie here from my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They've made amazing deals for tons of Fanatic listeners, but this is the best one yet. During the Summer of Jeep event, get 0% financing for 75 months and make no payments for 90 days on Wrangler, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, Compass, or Renegade to qualified buyers. That means no payments till Thanksgiving. So here it is one more time, 0% financing for up to 75 months and no payments for 90 days. For more selection, better prices, and an all-around better buying experience on Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, or Rams, drive an extra mile, cross the bridge, or turn out of that other dealer and into TurnersvilleJeep.com on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey, and be sure to tell them Natalie sent you.
Offer valid to qualified buyers with approved credit. Not all applicants may qualify. 0% for 75 months on Compass and Renegade at $1,333 per thousand finance. Other Jeep model qualify for 0% for 72 months, excluding Gladiator and Wrangler. Cannot combine with other offers, not valid with trade, ends 8/31/19.
Find out where the Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will broadcast from next at 975thefanatic.com. Presented by Dietz & Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Guide. Online at realphillydeli.com.
It's Fanatic Fan Fest, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back in. Jamie Lynch, Andrew Salchunas, broadcasting live at Xfinity Live on site of the 97.5 Fanatic Fan Fest today.
I can't wait for a beer. I'm so excited.
Today is a very beerable day.
Yeah, it's beautiful outside.
It is gorgeous outside. This is, I think, the fifth annual Fan Fest?
Sixth.
Sixth, and I think it's been perfect weather. Every single year.
I think it's a six. Let's see. I was an intern for the first one, and I was actually at the will. We did will call the first year, so I was at the. And it wasn't a will call office. It was a will call like stand
table in a parking lot.
Yeah, it was like me and one of their intern who I thought was a smoke show. So I had fun at that time.
Oh yeah,
because it was me and her hanging out for like 2 hours. I was like, this is the best day ever. And then I realized I was 19 and I couldn't have a beer or anything. I was like, I went home.
Did you creep her out?
No.
What you just said was a little creepy, right, Tyler?
No.
Tyler agrees. A little creep factor coming from you there. Is Christy listening?
Probably.
Oh, jeez.
She knows.
But it's going to be a great time down here today. You got the Sal Pal and Ron Jaworski Q&A. I just saw the FanDuel indoor stage.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice,
looks
man.
Awesome.
Right in front of the big screen there. So a lot of the guys will be on that later. There's going to be a Q&A with Jason Stark on the indoor stage. A Q&A with Deshaun Jackson, which is going to be a lot of fun at 4 o'clock right there on the indoor stage. Lots of stuff going on the indoor stage. Apparently, we're doing a Q&A on the morning show up there. There's going to be a FanDuel Q&A up there. But Deshaun Jackson, a question and answer with him. That's going to be a good time for people. You can register on site to win the meet and greets with these people and have a chance to get your picture taken with them and just say what's up to the great Allen Iverson, Tobias Harris, and Deshaun Jackson. It's going to be a blast.
Yes,
speaking of Deshaun, we're quickly getting close to Eagle season.
Yes, I can't wait.
I can't wait.
You know what's the biggest lie in all of sports? Oh, football's back. Preseason week one. I'm excited.
Between Thursday night and the season opener.
Nobody gives a damn about
actually,
preseason football.
Actually, I enjoyed watching week three.
No, I was so bored. I don't care that Josh McCown looked good. I was so bored.
I was watching J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
Yeah, no, good for him.
By the way, Trey just showed me an E-Rock tweet, which is absolutely hilarious, explaining the pronunciation of Arcega.
Yes.
And it's a picture of Mike Tyson, and it's like, well, it's Arcega-Whiteside. It's like, no, the C is actually pronounced T-H. It's Arcega-Whiteside. Just say it like Mike Tyson would say it. Arcega-Whiteside. So I was having a good time watching him and Josh McCown.
Yeah, no, it was nice. Like, okay, it was something to do on a Thursday night when the Phillies weren't playing. But for people to say that they're actually excited for preseason football, unless they got money on the game, nobody gives a damn.
Apparently just bet the Ravens every single year because they haven't lost a preseason game in 4 years.
Is that right?
16 in a row.
I did not know that.
They're going for 17 next week. It's wow. Unbelievable. They're the Patriots of the preseason.
And when it rains,
come regular season time.
Nothing, because Lamar Jackson is still very limited.
He can't throw.
Interesting, though, that Lamar Jackson plays on Thursday night, or does not play on Thursday night, and Cam Newton does, and Cam Newton ends up getting hurt. And that is, I haven't heard.
He'll be fine week one.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to be fine week one.
But he was in a walking boot and a little bit of a scare down there for Panthers fans.
I think the walking boot was
a little for show.
Yeah. See his outfit when he was walking out?
Oh, God,
he looked like my grandma. Like, he had a bonnet over his head.
He is grandma chic.
Yeah, he looked like a grandma walking out of the stadium with a boot on.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're the guy that says, no way should any of these guys ever play in the preseason, Cam Newton is your case in point why Thursday night.
Yeah, but then again, like, I looked it over yesterday. There have been 20 potential starting quarterbacks that have played in the preseason so far this year.
None really hurt. To the point.
None hurt. And again, like, I'm okay with Carson Wentz not playing, right? Like, I'm okay that Carson Wentz didn't play a snap in the preseason.
So am I.
But I just still looked at it. I was like, okay, Tom Brady played, Patrick Mahomes played. I'm just thinking of Joe Flacco.
Brady plays
played.
Every single year.
Like, guys that, veterans that have played too. Like, Joe Flacco is a veteran starting quarterback.
Joe Flacco.
Matt Ryan, a veteran starting quarterback. Who know? I don't. Have they named the starter in Miami yet between Rosen and Fitzpatrick?
Listen.
But both of them did play because they're competing for a spot.
I mean, I would imagine Fitzpatrick probably gets the nod to start, and then Rosen comes in pretty quickly.
What do they have to lose?
If I'm them, I just throw Rosen.
What do they have to lose?
Miami might be the worst team in the NFL this year.
I think it is possible.
The Redskins have some players, but they're going to be pretty bad too. With their unless Dwayne Haskins comes in and absolutely wows.
There are 20 starting quarterbacks that have played, that week one starting quarterbacks that have played in the preseason so far this year. Like, the ones that haven't played, Carson Wentz, obviously one of them, Jared Goff being one of them. That's
it's two. Not even the quarterbacks that's the big issue for teams. You saw Tre'Davious White, the rookie for the Bills,
yes.
Talented LSU cornerback that came out. He's done for the year now. He tore his ACL,
which is a shame.
Which sucks. But it's more that stuff than it is the quarterback. Like, everybody's focused on the quarterback. Unless you're Cody Kessler and don't know when to get rid of a football and get absolutely blown up.
Right.
And that was your own fault, dude. You know, it's more the other guys that get hurt than the quarterbacks. So I think the whole quarterback discussion's a little overblown.
Yeah, but it's the most important position.
Oh, absolutely.
In all of sports,
because it's
so
18-19% of your cap. And when you lose a guy that's...
Yeah, because if your starting corner goes down, obviously that's a huge loss. But if your starting quarterback goes down, your season's pretty much over unless you have Nick Foles.
Not with Josh.
Oh, here
Look,
we go.
I'm not going to...
He looked good.
He is the same equivalent as Nick Foles. Now, Nick Foles did magic in a bottle.
No, only because Nick Foles could have started on other teams. I don't think Josh McCown, at the age of 40.
Even when Josh McCown was a backup, he was still better than some of the starters in the
league. Right. You're right.
He is... as high end of a backup quarterback as you can get.
But it's not like Nick Foles was going to be a career backup after what he did, right? Like,
well, no, not after this.
So I don't expect Josh McCown at the age of 40 to do the same stuff.
No. And to say that Josh McCown could go to a Super Bowl and be nearly perfect and beat Tom Brady, I'd be smoking crack if I said that. My only point is when it comes on the level of backup quarterback play,
right.
Nick Foles was the top of the league as the backup. Like, he is the number one backup you had there for 2 years. Josh McCown, I believe, is the...
How happy were you? Because you were talking McCown for, what, 2-3 weeks before?
Yeah, I've always liked him. He's a good player. He's been that career bridge quarterback for teams where they got the young guy in there and they want to develop him, but they want the veteran to start and show him the way. And fortunate but unfortunate for Josh, he was that for 20 years. Always playing in bad situations, always talented, you know, just a good quarterback, knows everything. Apparently his teammates all love this dude. Like Alshon said, he's the greatest.
Right away. Yeah. Well, Alshon, he and they were on the same team at one point, I think,
in Chicago.
Yeah,
they had a successful year. I think it was 2013 in Chicago.
Right, but like there were other guys, like DeSean Jackson. I read an article that DeSean Jackson's already like flocking toward him and talking about him because they've been in the league together for a while.
Yeah.
Obviously, McCown has been in the league longer than DeSean Jackson at this point.
He played in the vet.
I saw something that he was playing with. Oh, he played with Emmitt Smith, and then Sharif Miller during the preseason
wasn't
game.
Born.
Well, like, yeah, something like that. Like Sharif Miller was like still drinking out of the bottle or something.
Wait, let's see. Sharif Miller is probably he left after his junior year, correct? So he's probably 21, 22. So yeah, basically Josh McCown's career.
Since he's been like 3 or 4 years old, yeah.
Has survived as much as Sharif Miller's played, been on
this
earth.
He played with guys like Emmitt Smith 17 years ago.
Oh, back when the Cowboys won a Super Bowl, back in the VHS days.
17, sorry, let's see, 17 years ago, that would be... Was he still with the Cowboys or were he Cardinals, Emmitt Smith, at
that
point?
He might have been Cardinals at that point. But regardless, the fact is Josh McCown played with...
We have a Cowboys fan here. When did Emmitt Smith leave Dallas? What year? 2000. Okay, so that may have been Arizona Cardinals, Ezekiel Elliott, Emmitt Smith.
He broke the record in 02, so 03.
Okay, he left in 2003. So Josh McCown was drafted when Emmitt Smith was still a Cowboy.
Okay. There you go.
That is fantastic.
They hadn't won since then either.
But the point is, he's an elite backup.
Yes.
And that's why I thought it was an
I love that. People, elite backup.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good job.
Yes.
You know, people, I was tweeting at the time, I was like, this is an absolutely brilliant move. Some guy tweeted me, he's like, brilliant move? Really, dude? You get paid for these opinions? And I was like, you're an idiot. Do you know what backup quarterbacks are? Most of them suck. Josh McCown does not suck.
Yeah, Cody Kessler sucks.
Cody Kessler sucks. He got himself hurt because he couldn't identify a hot read.
Clayton Thorson sucks.
At least he's a rookie that maybe could get better.
Yeah,
but Josh McCown is an elite backup, and I thought the move was absolutely brilliant. He's a guy where if he has to play 5 games for you, he can win 3. With this quality roster around him, it's going to be a lot of fun. So it was nice to see Josh McCown.
I'm not even listening to you anymore.
Thrive.
I'm distracted.
I know.
So Sean from Pine Hill, he's wearing his Giants gear.
Sean
but look,
Spellman, yeah,
look behind. That's not the story. Look behind him. People tailgating.
Nice.
Look, there's coolers out there. Oh, man, we got one more segment left. By the way, Joe Stazak coming on today from 12 until 3, and we're actually outside of the PBR bar.
Yeah, right here in the corner as you're walking inside.
So in recent years, we've been broadcasting during FanFest.
Over at Bullies and...
No, it was actually
1100 Social.
1100 Social. So today, if you're driving down, we're actually going to be broadcasting outside of the PBR bar right by the main stage where the Zings are going to be and DJ Mo Green. So if you want to see some live radio, Joe Stazak will be broadcasting from 12 until 3. Now, before we go to break, you missed it because you were in the bathroom, I believe.
Uh-huh.
I saw Joe Stazak do something that I could only imagine an animal do. He took some definitely FDA-certified stuff. Protein. It was either protein powder or pre-workout powder or the mix or God knows what it was.
And he mixed it in with a bottle of water and drank it?
No. He took the spoonful of it and just swallowed it.
Oh.
And he has, and I don't, he told me it's like a bitter taste. He has a Diet Snapple iced tea with him. So he's trying to swallow the
raspberry.
The powder is not going down. So he's, yeah, that's definitely FDA certified, right,
yeah,
Joe?
Totally.
Illegal in 13 states. So he throws back the spoonful of the protein powder. It's legal in Pennsylvania,
awesome.
Right? And then he has to drink the Snapple just to get it down.
Yeah, the big dog will be hunting, that's for sure, coming up next.
Yes.
Right now, it's Andrew Salchunas. I'm Jamie Lynch. We're broadcasting live at Xfinity Live on the morning at 97.5, the Fanatic Fan Fest. Time at the Fanatic, 11:41.
It's Fanatic Fan Fest, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook on 97.5, the Fanatic.
Hey, it's Tyrone. All summer long, I have been telling you about Commonwealth Charter Academy, a public cyber charter school serving grades K through 12 in Pennsylvania at no cost to you. As back to school approaches, maybe you should consider Commonwealth Charter Academy as well. When you think about your local school, ask yourself, 1, did your child struggle academically? 2, was my child bullied? 3, did the inflexible schedule of the traditional classroom setting and schedule create chaos in my household? 4, am I tired of being waitlisted at the local brick-and-mortar charter school? If any of these questions resonate, then maybe it's time to visit ccaeducate.me and learn how CCA can make a difference in the life of your child or grandchild at no cost whatsoever. CCA provides internet service reimbursement and a laptop computer, all at no cost to families. Don't wait until another confidence-shattering school year begins to take action. Visit ccaeducate.me and learn about an open house in your community or a virtual open house online. Again, that's ccaeducate.me.
Ah, tis the season.
Festival season?
Nope.
Back to school season?
Not that either.
Football season?
Well, yes, but no. It's car buying season at Nissan's Bottom Line Model Year-End Sales Event. Your last chance to save on the last of the 2019 Nissans, like Altima with the world's first VC turbo engine. And the best-selling Rogue with available Safety Shield 360 technologies. Now, get a low $199 per month lease or get 0% APR on Rogue. Shop ChooseNissan.com and your local Nissan store today. Car buying season ends soon. Nissan, innovation that excites.
for well-qualified customers. World's first production variable compression turbo engine launched by Nissan in 2018. 2019 Rogue, $22.99 initial payment for 36 months. $27.78 per month per thousand finance for 36 months. $2,000 cash back from Nissan Motor Acceptance Corp. Available on Rogue. Excludes taxes, title, and license. Must finance through NMAC. Take delivery from new dealer stock. Call 1-888-858-8319 for offer details. Offers end 9-3-19.
Hey, Philadelphia, Anthony Gargano here with my childhood friend, Bob Marino, president of Spring Garden Lending's Mid-Atlantic region. Bob, where you been? I miss you.
I've been busy, eh?
All right, I know you have, so I think we should recap.
Great. Remember, Spring Garden Lending provides loans to build or renovate real estate in the Philly market.
Let's go. Spring Garden Lending's five. Number five.
We fund up to 100% of construction costs.
Impressive. Number four.
We provide construction to permanent loans.
Your fans love that. Number three.
We fund up to 100% of the interest in closing costs.
But this is really, really good. Number two.
We close loans in 3 weeks or less.
All right, that's a record. Bring it home, Bob. Number one.
Spring Garden Lending is faster than a bank and cheaper than alternative lenders.
Real estate investors, developers, listen up. You heard it here. Spring Garden Lending's top five.
Yeah, and all while providing over $250 million in loans to build or renovate in the Philly market.
Another home run, my pal, Bob Marino. Now let's Spring Garden Lending faster than a bank, cheaper than alternative lenders. Stay tuned for more.
Hey, it's Anthony Gargano. Oh, I'm so ready for football, aren't you? Just make sure you bet with the best. My guys in number one casino in Pennsylvania, Parks Casino and Sportsbook. My guys at Parks Casino and Sportsbook have it all in person at the fabulous $10 million new sportsbook or online. All you got to do is download the Parks Casino Sportsbook app right now in the App Store or go to parkscasino.com/PA and use promo code GREEN to get a risk-free bet up to $250 on your first deposit. Go to parkscasino.com/PA. Again, it's PARXCasino.com/PA and use promo code GREEN to get your risk-free bet up to $250. These are my guys, the guys I trust at Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Place all your favorite sports bets, points bets, money lines, even live in-game betting, all at the click of a button from anywhere in PA. Set up now. Get a risk-free bet up to $250 your first deposit. Go to ParksCasino.com/PA. Again, it's PARXCasino.com/PA. Use promo code GREEN. Get your risk-free bet up to $250. Here's the deal. Your risk-free bet is refunded on a loss as a free bet. You must be in Pennsylvania. You must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the Freedom Process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-900-CANCEL. That's 855-900-CANCEL. 855-900-CANCEL.
Timeshare Freedom Group, we set you free.
This is Brian Westbrook. Before your summer road trip, get your car service at Meineke. Meineke does it all. Brakes, tires, alignments, exhaust, and right now, get a free AC check. Meineke, doing car care right.
It's Fanatic Fan Fest, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Great Josh Raybeck back at the program studio, promotion product studio, whatever it's called.
Are you talking?
I'm trying to.
Jeez.
Mics are hot.
Oh, the mics are hot. Thanks for the heads up, Andrew.
All I know is...
I was wondering what that diarrhea coming out of your mouth was.
Eight minutes from now, I'm going to be drinking a beer, and that's all I care about.
I don't think I've seen somebody thirstier in my life than you right now.
Dude, I can't wait, man. I only had one beer last night.
That's good work, buddy.
Yeah.
Cold and domestic, or are you a fancy beer man these days?
Oh, man. See that chair? It says Miller Lite. I'm a big fan of that chair.
Good to see Joe Torti in the house. Sam Wilson just got here. Everybody's starting to pile in. Trey Thomas is chilling inside before the storm.
Now Tyler Zuli's hanging out right outside of the...
Bob Cooney's got a cocktail in hand. He's doing it right. Stand.
So Tyler Zuli's going to have a fun night tonight. He's got 5 hours with Rob Motti tonight from 5 to 10.
Nice.
So Tyler...
That'd be a good baseball show. You guys can rail on the Phillies together.
Who cares about that? Tyler has the fun job of, A, they get to talk about FanFest afterwards and give everybody the opportunity to call in and talk about FanFest because it ends at 5 o'clock.
And so don't stop listening to that because AI, I believe, is going to be on air.
Maybe. Yeah, everybody's going to... Everybody should Deshaun be popping and, on at some
yeah,
point.
Yeah, that's going to be very cool.
But Tyler also has to work the dump button tonight, I'm sure. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people who have enjoyed a few drinks on their way home tonight from FanFest. So Tyler Zuli, I give you credit. You got a lot of work tonight, all
right? It's going to be a great time down here today. So much stuff going on. Tobias Harris is showing up at 2:30, courtesy of Metro by T-Mobile. Allen Iverson's going to be here at 3 o'clock, courtesy of Time After Time Watches. Deshaun Jackson at 4 p.m., courtesy of FanDuel. We're going to have, I already saw the girls from the Tilted Kilt walking around, a little bikini nice. Beach action created by Elite Landscaping.
Nice.
The Sixers are going to have their sport court here with the Dunk Squad. Those guys are really fun to watch. The Sixers drum team, Franklin's going to be here. Flyers, Soul, Wings are all going to be on site. We saw the mobile escape rooms go by. The golf simulator with Ron Jaworski. Maybe I'll go over there and try to simulate my fall from yesterday. Yes. A dunk tank with the Club Risqué girls in it. I know Andrew's going to be over there.
Sure.
U.S. Marines and U.S. Army are going to be on site. There's going to be plenty of memorabilia and ice sculpture created by Pierce Phelps in the shape of a Lombardi trophy. Maybe we can do some beer luges off the Lombardi trophy later. That sounds like a good time.
That'd be a fun time.
There's going to be tons of giveaways on site. There's going to be a Wave Runner giveaway from DHY Motorsports, a trip for four to Disney's NBA Experience, a football trip to Miami to see the Birds take on the Dolphins, courtesy of Philly Sports Trip.
Yeah, have fun.
Yeah, myself and
missing,
Anthony Gargano will be on that one.
Thanks a lot. Now, now, something that I don't know if you can see from your direction. You see out into the distance.
Those people.
People are already lining up to get inside. I'm also seeing some of the most unathletic people in the world throwing a football around and trying to catch it. That ball has hit the ground more than it's hit anybody's hands at this point.
A lot of Lamar Jackson tosses.
Now, I remember last year before it started, Mikey Miss and Sal Powell were throwing the football with the people waiting in line. And I remember Vicente from Lansdowne fell.
I hung with Vicente last year.
Did
that was a good time.
I saw him took a nice big spill last year when they were waiting to before they came inside. So that was a good time as well.
That was a good time.
Really
indeed.
Kicked it off.
So a couple things you need to know today. The event is 18 years or older. No one, unfortunately, under the age of 18 is allowed in. Parking is free in the Wells Fargo Center lots. Your tickets can be scanned on your phone. So if you don't have the printout hard ticket, don't worry about it. We can scan it right on your phone.
And back to the 18 thing real quick, because every single year this happens. Oh, but I'm here with my 16-year-old child.
Yeah.
It's like, no, 18
it's not our rules.
Means 18. We're not going to let you in just because, oh, well, I thought and I drove all this way. Like, I'm sorry. Your child who is under the age of 18 can't come in. It happens. Any event like this, it's 18 and older.
Yeah. There's nothing we can do about it. It's beyond our control.
Like, I don't want to sound rude, but the amount of people that get angry when they're then not allowed in.
I know.
It's like,
it sucks.
It's the rule.
So there's the doors open at 1 o'clock. There's two entrances, one on Patterson Ave. You can enter Xfinity Live there, or one near the Road to Victory between Xfinity Live and the Wells Fargo Center. We're looking forward to hanging with everyone today. It's going to be a great time. Can't wait to see Allen Iverson, Tobias Harrison, Deshaun Jackson all in the house.
Are you doing the meet and greet with AI? Did you find a way in yet?
I do need to find a way. I had people like, you know, ask me like, dude, how can I get in the meet and greet with AI? And I was like, it's a great question. I'm trying to find out myself. There's not many athletes that I'd want to get pictures with. AI is probably at the top of the list.
I got one when I was at a Sixers game. The Mike Mussinelli show was hosting it, and I just snuck.
Oh, right.
I snuck into the suite.
Once I found out
I found my way in.
I was pretty upset I didn't crash that party.
Yeah, I took a picture with him. I'm not going to lie.
I took one with Deshaun many, many years ago. I think when he was like second or third year in the league, he came into the studios and met him and his mom.
You know what's criminal about Deshaun? They showed the all-time receiving yards leaders during
the preseason. Be the all-time leader.
Yeah, he's like 2,000 or 3,000 yards away.
He's going to pass Mike Quick for third pretty quickly, I believe.
Right.
And then I believe it's Pete Retzlaff and Harold Carmichael number one.
Yes, Harold Carmichael's number one. And he's
old Petey Retzlaff.
Like, it's like 2,000 to 3,000 yards away, and it's like, dude, if he was if Chip Kelly wasn't a monster,
speaking of monsters,
if Chip Kelly wasn't a monster, Deshaun Jackson would have broken that record.
Yes. You like that little joke I made?
Yes.
Didn't make sense to anybody that wasn't here.
Oh, it made sense. and on down to the Tilted
Kill. Yeah, but Deshaun's going to be He's going to be fun this year. It's just going to be fun to see him back in the offense. I can't.
Come on, man.
But this offense is going to be fun. I can't wait to see Carson week one. Thursday was just a little tease, you know. But it, come week one, man, it's not that far away.
All right, are you going to be fake football guy next week and pretend and be like, oh, there's a big battle for the practice squad tight end?
The two position battles I think are kind of interesting to me is I think Deshaun Hall has already locked up that fourth defensive end position. He looks like somebody that could be a real player. So I'm excited about him. We'll see. Josh Sweat is going to make a final push on Thursday. If I were to watch it, I'll probably watch a quarter, let's be honest. If I were to watch...
I may not watch it.
I don't.
There's a strong chance.
I'm going to be away with my wife celebrating our five-year anniversary, so there's a good chance I don't watch it just because she's going to be like,
oh, yes.
Really?
So speaking of which, if you're coming on down next week during the midday show, it's going to be you and me.
Monday and Tuesday.
Anthony and Jason are off all next week, so you and I will be hosting middays Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
And then when you go away on vacation, it's going to be me and the big dog, Joe Stazak, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday doing middays, and of course, Joe's up next from 12 until 3.
Nice. Let the big dog hunt. Just saw Jason Mertitis get in the house. Anthony Gargano, Mark Farzetta, Mike Missanelli, I'm sure we'll all be arriving momentarily as we're broadcasting on literally a picture-perfect day. There's a nice little breeze. It's like low 80s, hardly any clouds in the sky.
Oh, and one more thing. If you forgot or haven't gotten your FanFest tickets yet, I'm sorry.
I have six in my pocket that I might be able to help people out with. That's literally might be the last
because
six left.
FanFest year number two. Year number one, I was an intern working in the Will Call office. Year number two, I was the guy who was back at the studio because the station still's got to go. So Josh Rabick's doing that today, and we thank Josh for doing that.
And the MVP award goes to Josh and Tyler.
But
and guys later.
Don't call Josh and say, hey, man, I haven't got my FanFest tickets yet.
He can't help you. He has no access to tickets. We have no more paper tickets. We've given out like 17,000 tickets. It's going to be a great time.
All right,
today.
Wrap up. I'm going to get a beer.
You go. If you don't shotgun your first beer, I'll be upset. Mike and Del Ram, make sure Andrew shotguns his first beer. I'll be out shortly. Great time. Can't wait for FanFest to get kicked off here in about an hour. The doors open at 1 o'clock. Joe Stazak is up next. You know, I'm sure he'll rail on the Phillies last night. Talk a little Eagles as well today. It's a beautiful day down here at Xfinity Live. Pumped for FanFest 2019. Thanks to everybody behind the scenes, Dylan, Joe C., Grossman, Josh Rabeck, all you guys. Thanks for your help today. It's going to be a great day. For Andrew Salchunas, I'm Jamie Lynch. Time at the Fanatic, 11:55.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.